Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up today, Issa tells Holder, you can still avoid contempt if you give up Fast and Furious documents. But last week, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, came out and said they weren't going to try to impeach or remove the Attorney General. So mixed signals coming out of that crew. When I heard a week ago that they were looking at the contempt charges, I was very excited, but now they're waffling around. And of course, you know the ace in the hole. It turns out there were Fast and Furious type operations going on under Bush. We told you that 6 years ago, earlier in the year, whenever they were threatening Holder. He said, look, Bush was involved. And they're like, okay, we already knew that. Don't bring that up. We're just trying to score some political points here. The difference is Bush was just trying to take control of the narcotics trade. Obama is trying to blame the Second Amendment. So he did go one leg even further. But let's be honest about why that's happening. That's the story behind the story. The news behind the news on that front, that's coming up. Of course, there's been another underwear bomber, but this one, they don't know where he is or how they know. They're just an underwear bomb. And be thankful the TSA is going in your pants and in your wife's shirt, because there's a scary man somewhere over there. And man, he's scary. Did the news tell you he's scary? Right in time for election time, Obama has announced that they defeated Al-Qaeda, but they're still a big threat, so give all your rights up. Continuing, Ron Paul is hosting a hearing on ending the Federal Reserve right now. And the hearing has in its name, Ending the Fed. So Ron Paul is just turbocharging all over the country in an intellectual revolution of liberty. And he's building the delegates, and it looks like he's going to try to contest it. And it looks like it's actually working to a certain extent. Now, I'll be quite honest with you. Behind the scenes, I've been... I like the strategy of educating people by running, he wins, period. Resistance is victory by getting the word out. But I have been, I don't know if this is really going to work. Overall contesting what happens with Mitt Romney, but even the LA Times says Ron Paul continues to complicate Mitt Romney's coordination and says he's got a chance. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. We've got some Federal Reserve propaganda about how AIG... the bailout made the government money. But there's reports detailing how that is a fraud as well. So we'll be going over that. Also, Georgia opens first jail devoted to just U.S. veterans. See, the government says they're the number one enemy. Well, now they're building special prison camps for them. That's Raw Story and RT. Another Business Insider report. The way the Pentagon is predicting your potential to become a national threat is frightening. Literal pre-crime. California seller of suicide kits sentenced for tax offense. And then, of course, we have the big stacks of news about what's happening with the ongoing globalist takeover of Europe. Patrick Buchanan asks, is this the end of one Europe? Well, yeah, it's the end of the euro as you know it and the new banking dictatorship. So I'll give you the news behind the news on that. And then parents say the new rule is half-baked. State's junk food ban could take a bite out of school fundraisers. You know how in Illinois they try to tell parents you can't pack a lunch, period, because you're just the person that has the child and then delivers it to the state. And they ban dodgeball, jogging, holding hands, wrestling, everything. It's total dehumanization. Well, now all over the country, they're moving to ban bake sales, but not the dangerous GMO. I've looked at the studies. People used to eat even more junk food than they eat now. The difference is it wasn't GMO directly linked to the obesity and endocrine problems. We've got an expert on this coming up in the second hour. It's all coming up today. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Tuesday, the 8th day of May 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. And, of course, you're always restreaming at InfoWars.com. And there's the free podcast there as well, blasting out on XM channel 166. Simulcast on over 100 AM and FM affiliates and global shortwave WWCR. Not to mention 5 million plus viewers a week just on our channels at YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you're a new listener, you have found it the tip of the spear in resistance against globalism, Agenda 21, and the New World Order. Coming up in the next hour, parents are really starting to get upset all over the U.S. as they're told they can't pack their children's lunches anymore because parents are just there to have children to give them to their God, the state. Bake sales are being banned because children are unhealthy and obese. But it turns out people in the 1950s ate more chicken fried steaks, more pork chops, cake and pie, 2 meals a day on average. People ate more junk. The difference was it was old-fashioned junk. It wasn't GMO that kills the rats that they feed it to. They weren't drinking aspartame and all these trans fats and made-up things, made-up chemicals in the food. And that's what the endocrinologists, the brain surgeons, the scientists, the nutritionists we've had on have broken down. That's what all the studies show in other mammal species. You feed other mammals the stuff we're being fed, even in the so-called mainline, you know, light or healthy food that the establishment system pushes. It's deadly. And the people are starved for nutrients, so they're always hungry because they're eating food that's been depleted. But that's in the news. State's junk food ban could take a bite out of school fundraisers. That's in Massachusetts. This is all over the country this is happening. You know about Illinois, where they're banning parents packing their children's own lunches. You've got to have the state-issued food. Only the state can be trusted. Again, obesity could affect 42% of Americans by 2030. It's already close to 30%. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is all due to the additives in the food and the depleted fields that Big Agra is growing things on. In the old days, you left fields fallow, farmed on them 2 years, left them fallow for at least a year. Let the microbes and other plants get in there and create some biomass, some life in the soil, the trace elements. You would put natural manure and things on it. They would go, you know, dig out mud out of creek bottoms and things and dump it on. Now they just come up with all this Big Agra synthetic toxic fertilizers that have bioaccumulated toxins and heavy metals in it, dump that on the fields, and it causes the plant to grow, but it doesn't have any of the original nutrients. It doesn't taste like, I mean, if you grow something in an organic garden at your house and then compare it to stuff that even looks tastier at the store, it's completely different. So take the taste challenge, find out for yourself, but I'm now digressing. Obesity fight must shift from personal blame, U.S. panel says. I'm leading with this because we're going to cover it more in the second hour. And the federal government, this is in Reuters, is saying, we're just going to decide for you. It's not your fault. You know, they're talking about the CPS taking your child if they're even 1 pound overweight. And they're now saying they want to restrict beef intake or even ban it, saying it's evil. So having a piece of key lime pie is evil. Having a steak is evil. Having any type of meat is evil. You're supposed to basically eat plankton and garbage because that's why people are unhealthy. No, people are sedentary. That's a big part of it. But the biggest issue is tainted food, poison food. A lot of these health nuts are getting liver disease and stuff because they're still eating mainline vegetables and things that bioaccumulate the pesticides, including sodium fluoride, that the government's own scientists, by the way, in the last decade have revolted and sent letters and had lawsuits and said, stop using fluoride as a pesticide. It's bioaccumulating going through the cell wall of plants and take it out of the water. And so last year, the FDA, under incredible pressure, said, okay, phase out over a decade, should be done immediately, fluoride as a pesticide. It's so deadly. And cut it by, what, 40% out of the water supply. I mean, that's a major battle we're winning. That's a major battle we're winning to get them to even admit that. We can take back the system. In fact, here's an article that ties into that. They knew day one that the dust was deadly and full of asbestos and mercury and lead and everything else from the collapsing towers. And they told everybody, don't worry, just go back to school, go back to Wall Street. Firefighters, you don't need breathing apparatus, go on in. And they had record cancers. They had major universities you can pull up, did CAT scans. Their lungs were full of the asbestos and pulverized concrete and glass, and they didn't get health care. Took us 9 years, and I was at the forefront of this with We Are Changing Others. And the New York Post attacked them and said, oh, the firefighters and police are, and military men and women are just ambulance chasers, as they were dying. And I've been there and watched a guy with an oxygen tank in the green room, not sure if he can go on stage with all his teeth falling, you know, out. And you walk in, they don't even know you're in there, and the person is over a bucket and there's blood, like Gran Torino, where he's got lung cancer, coughing up the blood. I mean, 10 times that, just like blood bleh, all over the place. Oh, I'm going to go speak. And then you know, the person dies later. And they're like, shut up, ambulance chaser. Shut up. Oh, but they love the police and firefighters and veterans. They care so much about you. Well, EPA scientist who warned of caustic dust from Ground Zero wins job back. I want to get Kante Jenkins back on. Was fired from their job as chemist after accusing EPA of deliberately covering up the dangers. And, of course, at first, Christina Todd Whitman came out and said, this dust is deadly. You got to block it off. Everybody's got to wear breathing apparatus. And they're like, no, sir. We're opening it the next day. And they went, okay, it's safe to breathe. Instead of saying, go into this area at your own risk, have cleaning crews in to dust out the inside, wear masks when you go into work, mitigate this, put in special scrubbers, would have been a boom for the economy, could have a $1 billion program to ship in scrubbers into the buildings. They just said, there's no liability, it's safe, and had courts try to block liability lawsuits. So that's the reality of what's going on here. And I remember being called a conspiracy theorist. The day after, people were calling my show saying, give money to United Way, give money to all these groups. And I said, those groups give it to anti-gun groups. Those groups will keep most of the money. And later, of course, that came out. I'd seen them do it. I'd seen some of the big charities steal the checks out of the mail after the Oklahoma City bombing. That came out in the news. And so I said, there's some local churches that are saying mail breathing apparatus, or at least mass, to, and we listed the churches on air and said, mail it to these churches. Don't listen to the EPA. It's deadly. And a lot of the firefighters and people just ran out of masks because they clog up in a while and just went ahead and went in. And did they get treatment after? No, they were told, go home and die. So that's how they operate. But the truth did finally come out on that front. Okay, I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. The big news. And let me tell you, there is a ton load of it in the Eric Holder Crime Syndicate file, the Daily File. A lot of days we end up not getting to it because there's so much. I'm glad Breitbart's reporting on this. Breitbart does overall a great job. I'm not saying we scooped him, but reading this, a bunch of publications, including Zero Hedge, Infowars.com, 3 or 4 months ago, I know we did articles. In fact, I haven't even looked it up. You guys get Watson on the phone and ask him to pull the articles, the Zero Hedge and ours about this, because this was in plain view. In fact, we even talked about this some in November of last year, because it came out that all these Corzine people, John Corzine people, are in the regulatory positions. And it turned out that, yeah, their payoffs made show that the Justice Department doesn't prosecute them when they rob and steal and insider trade and the rest of it. I mean, this is a mafia, but they happen to be eugenicists. They've created a scientific template for all their raping, robbing, and rapine. But the Chicago Way, justice for sale. And it goes on to say in an explosive Newsweek article set to rock official Washington. Why would a Newsweek front the Daily Beast report on this? This is, well, it's just like Fast and Furious. It was already coming out. The government was shipping hand grenades into Mexico, full auto, had Navy SEALs doing it. Sheep-dip Navy SEALs, that is supposedly out of the military, but an intelligence slash contractor so the government can hang them out to dry. U.S. Army Special Forces, Green Berets, Rangers. I mean, that's all come out now. Shipping guns in, killing people in the U.S., shipping guns to gangs in Illinois, Indiana, Florida, Texas, hand grenades into Mexico, guns into Honduras to control the drug trade. They then had the Justice Department come out and have CBS News go, "Oh, jeepers, creepers, Jiminy Cricket. We did a bad thing. We let some guns go out of some gun shops to track them just to see where the guns were going," knowing the bigger news was about to come out. And I think that's what Daily Beast is doing. It's about payoffs. And, of course, they're only reporting on this because Breitbart's reporting on it. They're being forced to spin it over to Daily Beast. They're reporting on the fact that there were payoffs to the Justice Department to not prosecute people. So it still is very important. In an explosive Newsweek article set to rock official Washington, reporter Peter Boyer and Breitbart contributing editor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer reveal how Attorney General Eric Holder and the Department of Justice are operating under a justice-for-sale strategy by foregoing criminal prosecutions of Wall Street executives and big financial institutions who just so happen to be clients of the white shoe law firms where Holder and his top DOJ lieutenants worked. We'll be right back with that information. Back into Eric Holder here in just a moment. But if you go to Infowars.com and click on the top red link that says breaking news, you get our news feed. So much news goes over the site. That's a key link to click to find all of the day's stories. So much important stuff scrolls off the front page featured news area. There's also the top stories link right next to it in white, and that takes you to our featured reports that we've put out. And other trusted news sources that we post as our top stories. We have FBI raids domestic terrorist camp in Florida. They call it domestic terrorist. We're going to be breaking that down. We also have rap video glorifies TSA groping in sexy pat-down fantasy. Yeah, it glorifies being groped and how wonderful it is. Also, a Fullerton, California Police Department to-do list, murder unarmed homeless man. Only eyewitness to Breitbart's death disappears. Oh, but Breitbart was also looking into these reports and now confirming them that the White House crime syndicate, Eric Holder, was being paid off to let Wall Street rob. But they wouldn't kill people over exposing billions of dollars being stolen. I mean, there's nothing suspicious. And we should just believe the official story out of hand. And the coroner's dead now. But it's arsenic. That's not a big deal either. You know what? They had that JT Reddy guy. And I'm not saying I'm a fan of all of his politics, because he was formerly a white supremacist. But he was a well-spoken person. He was making the system mad, doing open carry. He said people were threatening him. And that's exactly how the Mexican cartels would kill you, is they come in and kill your whole family and then say that you killed them. There was a state senator in Georgia who had emailed me 1 week and said, "Next week I can come on your show." I interviewed her before. "We've got proof. They're shopping with files. What type of kids they're looking for through CPS to kidnap." The government is, and her husband supposedly murder-suicide or suicide. I mean, it's all pure bull. Okay, if I get killed, I'm not committing suicide. You got that? Never, never. And whoever comes out and says, "I told him," it was like the D.C. madam. She was being followed. She was being threatened. I told her, "You better either dump all the info you have or destroy it and tell whoever's listening to your phones that you're not ever going to talk and just go do your time so they can discredit you or you're dead. And she's like, oh, that's not a big threat, whatever. About a month later, I started talking to sources that were still talking to her. Well, I was talking to her as well, but only a few times briefly. She said she didn't want to come back on. She was done doing interviews. And that about a lot of stuff was happening. But I know that she was talking a lot to some other investigative journalist out there like Wayne Madsen. And I just called up the condo manager where she owned a condo. And he said, yeah, she was being followed. She was being threatened. She was getting documents to her mother. That handwriting is not hers. And I said, sir, will you send me her lease agreement? I mean, she owned it, but the management agreement for managing the condo area. And he sent it to me, was not even near the same handwriting. And I published that, and handwriting experts said, yeah, no, this is a no-brainer. Wasn't even the same handwriting. So if I get killed, or God forbid, and I pray this never happens, if anybody ever pulls up at my house and me and my whole family are dead, and they say Alex Jones did it, I would literally live a trillion years in hell before I would harm my children, okay, or my wife, okay? I don't have aggressive feelings towards women and children. I have only aggressive feelings towards bullies. And there's nothing like some big 6'4" guy thinks he's intimidating me, makes me just want to pull their head off. But I have no violence, zero violence in my heart towards women and children. I would never do that. Because one of their favorite things now is to come to your house and kill you and your family and then blame it on you. As the government loves killing kids, and these contractors love it as well. So that's the news on that front. And let me tell you, I think that JT Reddy thing stinks to high heaven, especially all the reports we've got. And then I went and looked up even the Southern Poverty Law Center's demonization of him from 3 years ago, their big report on him. And it's all these quotes of him saying, they're going to set me up and kill me and make it look like a suicide. I know they're coming. I've been death threat. And that's the exact type of calls and stuff I've gotten over the years. If we can make it look like you did it, we're going to cut your head off. You know, stuff like that. And I've just got to go forward. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to let you enjoy the fear. I could have died driving into work today on the highway. I still do it because I love automobiles and, you know, love transportation and love being free. I put my kids in the car every day. That's the most dangerous thing I could do. So for fighting for liberty, if any of that comes, I don't want it to. And I pray for edge of protection. And I ask all of you to pray for me. But you know what? That's just the way it is. There's no better feeling than just committing, saying, you know what? I'm not afraid, and I'm coming for you. Live. I'm going to open the phones up here in a moment. The toll-free number to join us on any of the issues I've raised or points you want to bring up is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Look at this article by Kurt Nemo up at Infowars.com. FBI raids domestic terrorist camp in Florida. A raid conducted. See, they're now saying Al-Qaeda is not the threat. They're going to give them Yemen and all these other countries and give them Libya. They're the good guys now. It's now the domestic groups. And it's Mexican supremacists, white supremacists, black supremacists that they track. They let out of jail. They have informants set them up. Then they bust them and then tell you how they keep you safe. And, of course, you can pull up the big leader of the white supremacist group that kept causing big racial fights in Orlando. It turned out in the news, Orlando Sentinel was a FBI informant who was there stirring them up. They create the groups. A raid conducted by federal authorities and local law enforcement in Florida is being used to portray anti-government sentiment as dangerous and potentially violent. We told you this was coming. The FBI raided what it describes as a paramilitary camp in Oskaloosa County, if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Over the weekend, Investigators told the media 10 people were arrested on hate crime charges. The suspects are said to be members of the American Front, a white supremacist group, according to WFTV in Orlando. The group is known as a domestic terrorist organization. WFTV learned that the investigators believe the group was involved in paramilitary training, which included weapons like AK-47s. They always call semi-auto Mac-90s that and then say they're illegal when they're not. And they also trained in hand-to-hand combat for a coming race war. Oh, my gosh. I guess if somebody trains for hand-to-hand combat down at a local karate or jiu-jitsu outfit, they're terrorists, too. So you own a gun, you train for hand-to-hand combat, you're a terrorist. WFTV says the group's figures prominently in a Homeland Security model for assessing U.S. domestic threats and is described by the ADL as a racist skinhead group that is active in several states around the country and probably led by the FBI, just like Hatari was. And of course, they've now been order released because it was all staged, but they've got to find somebody new. TSA, this is all up at Infowars.com. These are all Infowars.com breaking news. TSA releases video of pat-down confrontation with congressmen. Footage shows Texas rep swatting screener's hand away from genitals. They know he's been critical, so they single him out every time and crush his genitals, he said. And so now they, every time he flies to D.C., they call the police and say, you don't fly unless this happens, and then they grab him. The TSA has released security footage of an incident that occurred 2 weeks ago in San Antonio International Airport involving congressmen who refused to allow a screener to touch his genitals. The video clips obtained by San Antonio TV station KENS5 show Texas Representative Francisco. Oh, we have it? Okay, so we do have that video. Let's go ahead and play that video right now, and then we'll come back to more news than your phone calls.
We begin tonight with exclusive video of the airport pat-down that has sparked a national debate.
The IT first broke the story of Congressman Kiko Canseco accusing a TSA agent of assault at the San Antonio airport. Now the I-Team has the video first. Investigative reporter Brian New is live with more. Brian?
Sarah, we filed an open records request for this video, and now you'll be able to see if the TSA agent assaulted Congressman Canseco or if Canseco assaulted the agent. It happens to thousands of travelers every day, but when Congressman Kiko Canseco was patted down, watch close, as he says the TSA agent crossed the line. The congressman pushes the agent's hand away. Watch again. The TSA agent calls for backup. For the next 7 minutes, TSA supervisors and San Antonio police officers surround the congressman. Eventually, a different TSA agent pats down Canseco, and he's allowed to catch his flight.
The agent was very aggressive in his pat-down, and he was patting me down where no one's supposed to go, and it got very uncomfortable, so I moved his hand away.
In an interview last week with the I-Team, Canseco said he felt the agent assaulted him, and then a week later at the airport, he says he was targeted. Watch the video. As Canseco steps through the metal detector, a TSA agent immediately confronts him.
I did not see it as a coincidence, and I asked him, why are you going to tap me down again? So we discussed that further.
This discussion lasted 9 minutes. The congressman was then patted down and left to catch his flight.
That's enough. The point is, Ron Paul's described it. Jesse Ventura's described it. I've seen it done to men and women. They, with pressure, grab your genitals and squeeze them to see what they are. And they get off on it, folks. They always have people that are the supervisors who enjoy it, and they enjoy the sexual assault under law. The cop randomly walked up to you and said, I got to make sure you don't have a gun in your pants, and wanted to grab your testicles or a woman's genitals. It would be sexual assault. It's a felony. But now the TSA is saying they can give police a training seminar, and that makes it legal. No judge, no jury. Obama can launch wars because he says it's legal, even though it's not. He can have illegal surveillance because he says so. So if you're a radio listener and want to see that video, it's embedded at Infowars.com in Steve Watson's article. And that's why Texas, I had so many state reps on, including the sponsor of the bill, that unanimously passed the House to start prosecuting TSA because he said they would grab his children away and start groping. I mean, it's horrifying. And they get, and they say, stand back. And the kids cry. They're like, ha ha, it's fun time. And you've seen the video where they pull the kids' shirts and pants off. And people are crying and screaming. And rape victims are having their genitals grabbed. And the TSA starts having them arrested if they cry. And old ladies are forced out of wheelchairs. This is what America's become in the name of some fake underwear bomber. Now they've got a new fake one I'm going to get to later. So it's just incredible. And then Texas said, we're not going to allow that. And the Fed said, we'll have an armed blockade. The Air Force is standing by. Okay, go ahead and have an armed blockade. I mean, that's the crook level of the government we've got. Here's another one. Again, only eyewitness to Breitbart's death disappears. Paul Joseph Watson, forensic technician, died from suspected arsenic poisoning last month. So witnesses are disappearing. Maybe he'll be found dead. It's like, oh, no big deal. The one witness is, you know, gone now. Reddit founder slams Facebook support for CISPA. Well, the head of Facebook calls his users dumb effers. He goes, these dumb effers, trust me. They're such idiots. It's so much fun. These dumb idiots believe the coroner died. The witnesses are disappearing. So funny. So that's just some of the news we're going to be getting into in more detail. But back to the mafia government. The Chicago Way, justice for sale. And Breitbart Media has confirmed reports that came out months ago that whenever these big firms get in trouble, they go to the attorney general's law firm with him and his buddies and pay in this revolving door for all of these different lawyers to represent them, and then all the charges get dropped. So you go pay just hundreds of thousands of dollars to these lawyers apiece, and everything is fine. And it is the Chicago way. It goes on, Holder and the Department of Justice are operating under a justice for sale strategy by foregoing criminal prosecution of Wall Street executives at big financial institutions who just so happen to be clients of the white shoe law firm that Holder and his top DOJ lieutenants work for and own stock in and make money off of, or that is own positions in. Investigative report reveals that Eric Holder has not criminally charged or prosecuted a single top executive from any of the elite financial institutions thought responsible for the financial crash, and why would they? And it goes on. Through last fall, Obama had collected more donations from Wall Street than any other Republican candidate. Employees of Bain Capital donated more than twice as much to Obama as they did to Romney, who founded the firm. Oh, see, you either get Obama or you get the other Bain Capital people. Collecting millions from Wall Street was hardly the plan Obama and Holder telegraphed upon entering office. And then the article just gets off into, you know, the payoffs that way. But what about the law firm payoffs? And then it continues here. Here's the Daily Caller. Issa Holder, you can still avoid contempt if you give up fast and furious documents. Well, what did Holder do back in January of this year? I told you he'd do this. He said, Bush was involved in a similar gun running program under the last Justice Department. You better leave me alone. And so they're still just trying to score political points. I want to see him in contempt. And the media keeps going, did he know? They were on record a year before it came out bragging about gun running projects they were doing to track guns. So they're caught lying about it. They gave press conferences. I've played the clips of Janet Napolitano and Holder on TV a year before this stuff broke, a year and a half ago. So this is 2.5 years ago, giving press conferences about the gun running programs they had to track guns and how they needed to restrict the Second Amendment because of what the evidence had found. There's no question they perjured themselves. There's no question John Corzine perjured himself in the MF Global. And Terrence Duffy, the head of the CME group's gone public. His own executives have gone public. They don't want to lie to Congress. Billions of dollars were taken. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions not given back. Given to JP Morgan Chase in London. And they lied about it. And the government says we don't know where the money was wired when it was in Forbes 2 days after it happened that it was wired to JP Morgan Chase in London. It's in the newspaper where the money went. The feds know when you wire $100 where it goes in real time. Of course they know where $2 billion went. Of course they knew the dust at the World Trade Center was deadly. Of course they know DU's deadly for our troops. Top scientists worldwide are saying 85 Chernobyls if Reactor 4 collapses. It's already melting down. 85. I cannot stress to you the magnitude of that crisis. Doesn't matter. Our government and media will just say it's good for us. They already did when the different radioactive isotope levels went off the chart. That's what I mean. These people are crazy. They're in there just stealing everything. They don't even care about the future. The globalists are delusional and think they're going to get nanotech and life extension and they're in control and they've got bunkers, so it's okay. No, it's not okay. You people are wrecking everything. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm ranting here. That's just some of the news. And I haven't even gotten into the new fake underwear bomber. Hey, but, you know, last time. Yeah, we've actually got those reports from Natural News, but it's also the Japanese news. The Japanese news has the 85 Chernobyls. That's actually out of the major, what is it, the Tokyo Daily newspaper has that. If you want to look that up. Now, there it is. Fukushima Daiichi site. Cesium-137 is 85 times greater than a Chernobyl accident. Yeah, no. That's the fact that it's much higher already in the area and blowing over here. No. There's reports that if Reactor 4 goes, it will be 85 times conservatively the amount of radiation put out by Chernobyl. See, a nuclear weapon doesn't put off that much radiation. It dissipates. Its reactors melting down are like mega dirty bombs. But they've got everybody scared that Al-Qaeda might, you know, Al-Qaeda might go get some hospital x-ray equipment and blow it up and shoot some radiation around a neighborhood at low levels. And, oh my gosh, we better give all our rights up. Meanwhile, all the wind from Japan blows right over, and the trade winds and the jet stream above it, right over the United States, Canada, and northern Mexico. And the radiation levels have gone up. It's on record. It's been in news all over the country, in milk, in cabbage, in water supplies, in some cases hundreds of times what they say is safe. And their answer is it's just fine. Again, this is the craziness of the ruling elite. They should be encasing that in concrete. They should be, in the year they've had huge pumps of fresh water going in there. Instead, they just keep letting it sizzle and melt down. Of six reactors, three of them are still partially melting down. Two of them are sizzling. One of them is not in trouble, thank God. There it is, Fukushima reactor number 4. Vulnerable to catastrophic collapse, could unleash 85 times the radiation of Chernobyl, human civilization on the brink. Yeah, that's the proper headline. And which publication is that? If you're a radio listener and you hear me going back and forth. Yeah, that's PAC Alert. Good folks. They're experts on radiation. Okay. I want to go to your phone calls here. We've got a guest coming up, but I'm going to also later get into this new underwear bomb thing. This is just like Bin Laden. No, he's in the ocean. Well, this one, they go, they don't know where he is or who he is. There's some underwear with a firecracker. Land of the Free, Home of the Brave just falls on its knees and says, take all my rights. Firecrackers. I mean, the American people, the system wants us to be like two-year-old scared children of a thunderstorm. I mean, this is pathetic. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Tennessee, listening on WJOC 1490. Go ahead. You're on the air, Sean.
I was just wanting to tell you, first of all, I was glad to hear from Charlie Daniels that other day when you interviewed him. I'm just glad to know there's still a few good people in Tennessee left over, because he's absolutely right. Agenda 21 has taken over nearly everywhere, including here in Chattanooga.
Well, you know, I'm going to be driving through Knoxville, where I've been on the air for 12 years on a local affiliate there. But I was telling him I might want to stop and do an event, but people are all want to do some big day-long thing. I can stop in Knoxville for like 2.5 hours and give a speech. So folks need to contact that local station and Mr. Grothjohn and tell them a location for me to give a speech if folks want to have that happen. What else is on your mind?
Sometime, man.
Do what, sir?
Can you come to Chattanooga?
You know, I don't have time. The problem is I'm driving to Bilderberg. I don't want everybody to be there who can be there. On the 31st through the 3rd, there in Virginia to expose those guys. And so I want to invite everybody to meet me there, but I will be driving right through Knoxville. So I thought, why not speak there? But it's probably not going to happen just because I don't even have the team or logistics, and I just can't even get anything done. But we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, it's one other thing, if you didn't mind. I've noticed you often refer to that book, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William L. Scherer, you know?
Yes.
I have that book, and I've enjoyed reading a lot of it. I'm learning a lot of how it's so similar to what we live in now for these times.
Stay there. I want you to finish that point when we come back. Then we'll go to Chris, Terry, Julio, Cisco, and others, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to see everybody there. It's on. It isn't the Chantilly Marriott. Everybody needs to be there. I'm going to be there protesting them and covering it for 3 days, making the whore media cover it. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Excited and get wound up here on air because there's so much news and so little time to cover it and calls and guests and everything else. But the Attorney General's been caught lying to Congress about weapon sales and shipping guns and hand grenades to Mexico. You don't get those at gun shops. They've been caught being paid off through law firms that these Justice Department people make money out of in a revolving door. So they won't prosecute people like Corzine. Corzine has all of his former employees in every regulatory position at the different commissions. I mean, they're criminals. And they're the ones getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're the ones telling Congress they're not over war now. It's ridiculous. And if they get away with this, it'll be just like every other tyranny. They're going to go all the way. I can't believe how far it's gone. It's really happening. Okay, real quick, you've read Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Big old thick black and white cover book, big swastika on the front. He, of course, was there in Hitler's buildup and was a reporter, so it's a very well-written book. And you read that book, and everything you see in there politically is the exact same tricks, because authoritarians, whether they're Chinese or German or Jewish, for that matter, or Iranian, they all do the same stuff, and that's what's so crazy about this, is tyranny has a few different things about it, but it's all pretty much the same thing. It's like going to a barbecue joint. It varies some, but it's still barbecue. And we know what this is, and we got a bad case of it. Go ahead and make your point.
Well, and you're absolutely right, and I've looked at how close the resemblance is in that time in history to where we're at now, and, you know, it really, I'd be honest, it scared me when you were starting to talk about these re-education camps they have everywhere. I mean, I'm getting a lot more concerned that I'm going to probably be taken to one of those.
And by the way, finally, I've got it in my stack here, a few mainstream publications have reported on the camps. I appreciate your call and great points. There are now, I would say the names, but it's somewhere, it's a confusing stack here, I'll have to dig it out later. But now they're finally reporting on it. They're like, well, is it needed to have these relocation centers? And you're going to have some troublemakers. I mean, maybe it's needed. Oh, I told you they're going to have special camps for the veterans. This is out of Raw Story. It's also in RT, and it's in the Columbus Ledger newspapers, where it first was reported. Georgia opens first jail devoted to U.S. veterans. And notice it's like, it's because we care about them, the article says. It's special just for their needs psychiatrically with the drugs and testing. When they start saying, we got a jail just for the blacks, or we got a jail just for them Jews, or we got a jail just for the white Russians, you know. That isn't white people, folks. That's folks that didn't like the commies. That's when you know. That's a camp. They're setting up camps for the veterans. You're not going to get a job. And they're going to come for you. The special veterans they test that are anti-freedom, they will become the new officers, and they're going to come for the rest of you. And here it is out of the Columbus Ledger. The problem of U.S. military veterans falling into a life of crime, after returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, has reached such levels that a law enforcer in Georgia has opened what is believed to be America's first county jail devoted to veteran inmates. John Darr, see, it's all like it's good. The sheriff of Muskogee County in Columbus, Georgia, has created the new facility in an attempt to break the cycle of recidivism. Oh, it's to help the veterans by providing them with specialist services, Prozac and stuff, to help them deal with the problems they carry with them when they decamp after 6-7 tours and they're totally fried. It's really unique. What we're bringing together is a lot of resources, and it goes into it. Georgia opens prisons for veterans. Isn't that, but it's come the re-education campus. We're in a depression. I mean, these troublemakers, I mean, we need it. I mean, it's friendly.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to play this in the third hour for radio and TV listeners. Rap video glorifies TSA groping in sexy pat-down fantasy video. This is so sick. We're going to also get into the new underwear bomber, even better than the last fake guy they had. They just say they don't know where he is, but he exists like the boogeyman. We'll take a few calls, and then I've got a very special guest joining us with some breakthrough information. I'm just going to leave it at that. Right now, let's go to Chris in Georgia. Hey, what do you think about putting veterans in their own re-education camps where they can be helped?
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're great. Listen, two things real quick, I hope. Remember Nancy Schaefer in Georgia, the state senator, probably murdered because she wanted to close down DFACS?
Well, she called me. She said, I want to come on next week. I've got the documents where they shop the kids on the sex rings. The top dollar ones are Braven Hair, Green Eyes. They'll the CPS is a pedophile group, and they're shopping them, and they came and killed her and her husband, yeah. She calls me, I want to come on next week, I've got them, this is incredible, and then she dies 2 days later.
Two more mysterious deaths. Two state representatives died of heart attacks, one who I knew personally.
Oh.
And Bobby Franklin. And one other, I don't know the name of, but they both coincidentally, Georgia state representatives wanted to close down DFACS for you know what.
Tell me, tell me what they were going to shut down.
Well, they wanted to close DFACS down in Georgia. Here it's Department of Family Child Services.
Yeah, that's right. You don't shut that down, buddy. You know,
so that's possibly three murders in a row. So, I mean, it's not proven. They both.
Well, do you know how big mining our children is to the globalists? It's a mining operation. I mean, again, the average CPS is not even real courts. It's all eugenics. It's all fake. Check out how the family courts were started. But the CPS, the majority of them are private contractors. And most of those contractors are DynCorp. Well, DynCorp has been caught worldwide running sex slavery. I mean, you cannot make up the magnitude of their evil.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, then another one. Have you heard this rumor? It's this guy Drake on the internet. I think it's a hoax. He's saying the cavalry's going to come in and rescue us. But
yeah, no, that's always for 17 years on air. All I hear is about Nasera and there's good guys and everything's good 6 months from now to make you not take action. It's like another fake rapture deal. Or it's like, New Agers think 2012 is the end of the world. So why should you get involved? Because good guys are coming to save us.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I'm telling all my friends it's a hoax. But all these people, people that, don't even.
Yeah, and you won't be right in a year when it doesn't happen and the magic good guys save us. You'll be bad because you were right, and there'll be a new good guy that's going to save us. And there's always groups that are going to deliver letters to the government, letting them know they're illegitimate, and the government's just going to agree and stand down. We're going to have to take back every city, county, state, the boards. We're going to have to run and infest everything like the globalists have. We're going to have to fight them for every square inch, which when we do, we win. But if we just go, it's the end of the world, my preacher said, praise the Lord, they want to make the troops take chips. I'll be teleported out of here in a minute now.
Well, even if this cadre of generals was true and they did want to arrest all the bankers, oh, great, the cavalry's going to come save us. There's still nothing we can do about
it. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I was talking to a 3-star retired general just a few nights ago, and then separately talked to some other folks who are next-door neighbors to another retired 3-star general, and how all the military loves my show, and oh, they're awake, and they know it's true, but it's compartmentalized. The current generals they've got up there at the top, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the actual people running things, they are globalist. Now, below them, there's lots of good people, even high level. Just to imagine there's some magic counter coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat, that's going to save us. It's a pipe dream. It's a lie. We're going to have to fight for every square inch.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we will continue with calls and reports on the TSA, world news, what's happening in Europe, the latest underwear bomber who is like the Phantom Menace. They can't find him, don't know where he is, but they're going to be at a bus stop near you sticking their hands down your pants at checkpoints because they kept you safe from the firecracker. My goodness, we're all in danger. So that is coming up in the power-packed third hour on this live Tuesday edition. I am Alex Jones, your host. Now, the next guest we've got, I've been trying to get him on the show for weeks. He's a very busy guy, speaks all over the world. I wanted to get him on about why are people so unhealthy? Why are people eating about the same calories they were eating 50 years ago or so? The studies are out there, but getting even fatter. What's in the food? Is it, you know, the GMO, the fact that the soils are played out, all of that? And instead, they're saying they're going to ban people having a piece of pie in school and parents can't pack their school lunches from Illinois to Massachusetts. And they're banning running at recess and all this. And people don't have immune systems anymore. And cancer in children's up over 10,000%, 3,000% on average in adults. Diabetes, type 2, several thousand percentage points. Some numbers are 3,000% increase. Breast cancer, highest in the world. Neurological disorders, autism from 1 in 25,300 30 years ago to 1 in 58. They say in 4 to 5 years it'll be in what, 1 in 5 or 6? I mean, this is getting crazy. The numbers are mind-blowing. What's happening? And it's amazing that I had him set up weeks ago for today, Dr. Joel Wallach, when exactly one of the things I wanted to get into is big in the news today. Obesity fight must shift from personal blame, U.S. panel says, Reuters. The government must make the decisions, they say, and tax foods they say aren't good, and block people from access to them, start controlling fat. They just say a steak is bad when it's not bad. It's the trans fats and the artificial fats. And there's an example right there from all the medical doctors and others we've had on. This is a no-brainer. Nutritionist. I mean, we have everybody from mainline medical doctors, brain surgeons, endocrinologists, veterinarians, naturopaths, Nobel Prize winners. They're all saying the same thing. They're not worried about the GMO, or they're not worried about all the additives. They're not worried about the aspartame. They're not worried about the MSG. They're not telling you to be worried about the excitotoxins. They're not worried about all these other things, or that most of the soils have been played out and have bioaccumulated toxic fertilizer put on it filled with heavy metals. I mean, half the corn syrup products, Washington Post reports, have high levels of mercury and lead. Washington Post, just type in. Melamine's in the milk. In China, they execute people for that. Here it's in the baby formula, which is half corn syrup on average. They say it's fine. No. Our children are fried. Diabetes is happening because they're on formula. Mike Adams was in there with the leading brand. It was 50-something percent corn syrup, another 20-something percent other sugars. Babies aren't supposed to be. I mean, no wonder we've got all these mall Martians and the public looks like they've been hit by an ugly beam or something, myself included. I mean, folks, I've gone back and watched old footage I shot in the 80s with my parents with a video camera. People didn't look like this. And we were eating really trashy stuff. But it didn't have all this new garbage. So the experts with us about 15 minutes of the next hour, then it's calls and all those other stories I said we'd cover. But now they're coming. Here it is. right here in the news. Massachusetts and others move to ban bake sales. All over the country, they're banning parents being able to pack the school lunch for their children. Total control. I'm trying to find that article. I read it in the first hour here. Here it is. This is out of the Boston Herald. State's junk food ban could take a bite out of school fundraisers. And they're calling junk food now, the fake environmentalists love this, meat. Cheese. Dr. Wallach never wants to toot his horn, but I'm going to make him in the first part of this segment do it, because he really is probably the most famous zoological veterinarian. And I've worked for a small animal vet and a large animal vet, so I know a little bit about it. His work is in the Smithsonian. Dr. Wallach has sued the FDA over and over and over again and won when almost no one else can even win once. He is super aggressive. By the way, he's not even part of Youngevity. He's not even part of the company because he wants to be separated from his findings and research. And Aaron Dykes, as you know, I was already promoting it and believed in it, but wasn't following it religiously. Aaron Dykes has lost 91 pounds, and it isn't even advertised. The Pollen Burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Youngevity, OsteoFX, all the things Wallach recommends in the Alex Pack. Aaron followed this and lost 91 pounds, and now he's going to go into muscle gain. It's incredible. He looks, well, you've seen him. We're going to do it before. I mean, I've lost 42 pounds. Anyways, InfoWarsTeam.com to find out. But I'm not going to go off into a plug about this to find out about all the products that Wallach and others have developed that he recommends. This is such a powerful revolution against the globalist to get the minerals and vitamins and trace elements they say you don't need, and the globalists are fighting to block you getting. But first, Dr. Wallach, in about 6-7 minutes, tell us about your awakening, your discoveries, what you found, and the fact the system premeditatedly doesn't want us to know this because they love breast cancer up by several thousand percentage points, the U.S. leading the world, because it's always about the cure, never the cause. Let's have all these runs for the cure, not runs for the cause. They don't want people to know this. What have you discovered in your decades of research and all the things you've done? First off, tell us who you are, for those that don't know, and why you discovered this information.
Well, thank you, Alex. First of all, thank you so much for your hospitality. You're one of my heroes, and it's just really great to be with you today. And to answer your question, the thing that makes me different is that I do have a degree in agriculture from the University of Missouri, and my major is in animal husbandry and nutrition. In the animal industry, we don't have health insurance, so we just had to learn to solve the problems, which is a good thing. In the human industry, health industry, we have insurance, and the medical system learned to game the system to get the insurance. It's very seductive. They go after the money rather than taking care of the patient. Then I went on to veterinary school, actually, in my second year of ag school, applied for and was surprised to get accepted into veterinary school. By the time I graduated ag school, I was only a second year veterinary student, but I was also a graduate student, so I began to take pathology courses and found and discovered and wrote up the first case of a mass die-off in America from pollution in 1962. It was written up and international journals from Denmark in Danish and English, and Acta Pathologica. And that was an awakening for me. Certainly I wasn't aware of pollution until this mass die-off occurred. Then graduated veterinary school, went to Africa for a couple of years, worked with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom days on a white rhino conservation project, caught over 200 white rhino with drug darts and sent them back to the States. And if you go to a wild animal park or a zoo and you see a white rhino, it's either one that I caught or offspring of the one I caught. So I'm very proud of that project.
I remember seeing that on television as a child.
Yep, there was quite a bit on TV. And, of course, you can see all this old film we've kept in the archives. They actually have pictures of me doing this. So anybody who wants to challenge that, we have the film of it. And then because of my background, finding that first case of a mass die-off in pollution, Perkins, in the mid-60s, when I was in Africa, actually got a grant from the National Institutes of Health to study pollution in zoo animals. He made a very good observation going back to the old Welsh coal miner days. You know, Alex, when they took the canary down in the mine, and if methane gas or carbon monoxide would leak into the mine, the canary would drop off the perch and die, and the men could get out before they suffocated or blew up. Well, Perkins reasoned quite correctly that here we have in a big zoo 300, 400, 500, 600 species of animals, and there are bound to be some of them that were more sensitive to pollution than others and give us a warning that doom was ahead. And so because I had written that first paper on a mastodon from pollution, he called me back from Africa to be the pathologist on that project. And to make a long story short, it was a combined department from Washington University in St. Louis, the St. Louis Zoo and the Shaw's Botanical Gardens. And it was my job to do the autopsies, not only in zoo animals, but also human beings that died of natural causes in the close proximities to the zoos. This included all the major zoos in the United States, including the National Zoo and New York Zoo and Los Angeles and Miami and so on. Well, again, to make a long story short, over that period of some 12 years, did over 20,000 autopsies, some 17,000 and some change in over 450 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans, millions of chemistries, millions of slides with special stains. And the book that came out of that's a 1,200-page book, and it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. It only cost $25 million at that time. It was a lot of money for a 25-year-old kid to be spending.
Because you had a pretty big team under you to be able to get all that done.
Oh, yeah. I had they actually worked 24 hours a day. I had a team of people who were chemists and people who made the slides for me. And I think I probably had seven people working for me. And again, as a young man, that was quite a project. Today, it would cost billions of dollars to redo that study, and I don't think they'll ever do it again. Which is a tragedy.
We're about to go to break. Tell folks what you discovered from the study.
Okay, what I just discovered, Alex, the bottom line was that every animal and every human being who dies of natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency disease. And that was profound. And, of course, that didn't make a dent because people say, well, what do you mean everybody dies of nutritional deficiencies? I mean, this is America. We have the best food in the world. And that is totally incorrect. The earth is not flat. And the sun does not rotate around the earth, and we have the worst food in the world.
Well, it's incredible information, and but now since you did those studies, there's all these others about feeding rats super high nutrient dense food, and they live twice as long. They're doing it with insects. So the system has duplicated your research. I mean, that's well known now that super high nutrient dense food and restricted diets does make mammals live a lot longer.
Oh, absolutely. We've tripled the lifespan, for instance, of dogs. 6 years ago, an old dog was 8 years old, today 25. We've eliminated 900 different diseases and all birth defects in dogs that still plague people simply with nutrition. We didn't do any genetically engineered programs. We didn't do wonder drugs or organ transplants. It's all done with vitamins and minerals. And this is where we came up with the programs that Youngevity does.
Amazing. And it's all at InfoWarsTeam.com. We're going to come back and get into your defeat of the EPA, of the FDA, over and over and over and over again, and the fact that they're trying to keep this information from the public. Stay with us. Getting him on the radio. He is a busy guy crisscrossing the globe, written many best-selling books. Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest for the rest of the hour. We'll open the phones up later for our guest as well. And I've got to say, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, he's joining us via video Skype. Doc, it is shocking when people learn how old you are. Tell people how old you are.
Next month I'll be 73. And I haven't been to a doctor in 64 years, never been sick, and certainly have never been on a prescription drug. So it's a testimony to doing the right things. You can be healthy. And if everybody were like me, the medical system would certainly have to shape up.
No exaggeration.
No.
I've seen you on stage speak. I've never had a chance to meet you in person. I know you're going to come to Austin soon. I've been twisting your arm. On stage and in person, you could pass for 55, I would guess 60. I would guess you're 60. You do not look 73.
Well, thank you. Yes, most people think I'm in my 50s, and I can certainly outwork most 18-year-olds physically on the farm. That's still true. And it's very exciting to be kind of an example. If you do all the correct stuff, avoid the bad things, you supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, and I'm really proud of you for going that direction. You're certainly looking great and seeing the benefit, and I appreciate you sharing that with the world.
By the way, I want to get into you defeating the FDA and their criminal activities many times, but why did somebody like Aaron Dykes lose 91 pounds on things that don't even advertise themselves as weight loss?
Well, basically, Alex, the reason for weight gain and obesity is not what the doctors say. It has nothing to do with eating too much. It has nothing to do with lack of exercise or too much screen time. That theory doesn't fit the truth. If their theory was correct, with everybody exercising and avoiding fat and eating more whole grains, we should be number 200 in the world in obesity. Right now, we're number one, following their instructions, eating more whole grains, exercising more. Weight gain and obesity is due to a simple mineral deficiency. You take the minerals, regardless of the source, you take the minerals and you lose the weight. And we found this to be true for the last 35 years. And my wife and I actually wrote a book called Hell's Kitchen, which you can get from InfoWarsTeam.com. And that book is just a great little book, and it goes into the history of weight gain and the reason why the medical system, the government, has pushed us in the wrong direction. Obesity is a physician-caused disease. It has nothing to do with eating too much. It has nothing to do with lack of exercise. It is a simple mineral deficiency, and that's why you're seeing the great results you are from just taking the 90 essential nutrients.
What about this report about obesity fight must shift from personal blame, U.S. panel says, where the government's going to say what's bad, but they're saying having a steak is bad. They're saying eating some pasta is bad. Meanwhile, the GMO and all the toxins, they're saying those are just fine. But I've seen the studies that the toxins in GMO are totally linked to all sorts of weird obesity and health problems in rodents.
Well, you're exactly right. There's two forces attacking us. Number one are all the bad things, GMOs, the chemicals in the environment. And then the other thing is you're looking at not enough nutrients, particularly mineral nutrients. And these two forces together have caught Americans in the crossfire, if you will, and that's why we're the number one obese nation in the world. It has nothing to do with not enough exercise. It has nothing to do with too much food. And again, it's the chemicals on one hand taking us out of the reality of nutrition and the lack of nutrition, mineral nutrition in particular. Now, if I may say one thing, we have so many examples, literally thousands and thousands of examples of people who tried everything to lose weight, including surgery and so forth. And what's happened is we've been able to help people lose 400 pounds, 200 pounds, 100 pounds, as you have with your staff member, and it's simply by giving them mineral supplements. It doesn't matter if they take our Rebound in the 90 essential nutrients or if they take Pollen Burst in our nutrients. It doesn't matter if they take the ASAP in our nutrients. As long as they're taking the minerals, they will lose weight. And, of course, it doesn't take long. You're on two meals a day. You're just not really hungry, and you have to watch it. You have to be able to eat to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to be healthy. And so if you supplement properly, that will happen. And, of course, nobody knows more about weight gain and weight loss than veterinarians, because this is what we do in feedlots for livestock. And so I just transferred that information from livestock to human beings. Been doing this, again, for 35 years. And, again, just so happy that you've taken this on and brought it to the public. You're just really great for that.
The people perish for lack of knowledge, and the knowledge is at InfoWarsTeam.com if people want to learn more there. But when we come back in that short segment, I forgot to get into your defeat over and over again of the FDA, one of the few people that have actually defeated them. We'll find out how you did that and get into the illness epidemics, all these diseases. Why is that happening? And what is the system suppressing from the people? Stay with us. Is liberty. And when I, a decade ago, heard Dr. Wallach on the radio, it totally clicked, but I never followed through on it. And then watching crew in the office get into it and all have dramatic effects, I said, I better get with the program. And I've lost 42 pounds. I haven't weighed in a while. It's probably a little bit more. I've got a lot more to lose. I was like probably 70 pounds. I mean, in my prime, when I used to jog and lift weights every day, I weighed about 180. I got up to 265. Okay? So I've got a ways to go. And every time I stop losing weight, because I've never been somebody taking essential fatty acids, taking vitamins, taking the Osteo FX, taking the Tangy Tangerine, taking the Pollen Burst. I've just never done it in my life. And every time I stop, suddenly I start, you know, not losing weight anymore and not having as much energy. And I mean, I always do at least one of them a day, but it is. It's like three or four things to take a day. Because even if you're going to Whole Foods or whatever, they're growing most of it organically, but it's technically not really completely organic because they're using some of the chemical fertilizers and things, and the soils are played out. But I'm telling you, this is revolutionary. We haven't even done a promo yet. I'm going to do it with Aaron Dykes, showing him a year ago, 90-plus pounds. Yeah, there's Aaron just 6 months ago. He'd already lost a lot of weight. There he is last week. So Aaron had already lost like 40 pounds in that comparison that we just put on screen. In fact, put that back up. Aaron on the nightly news, only been doing it 8-9 months. That is 6 months ago. So he'd already lost half the weight there. And then here he is just last week. Unbelievable. And I'm telling you, Aaron is quite the ladies' man. I'm going to stop right there. The point is, this is a devastating weapon against the globalist. And yeah, I'm promoting it, but the point is, that's how we fund this independent media operation, is InfoWarsTeam.com, where when you sign up, you can get distributor wholesale pricing. You can also, again, sign up your friends and family and get them discounts. But the point is, just try Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Try Pollen Burst. Try the Healthy Start Alex Pack that's got the essential fatty acids, the Tangy Tangerine, and the Osteo FX Plus. I'm going to stop plugging. I got Wallach on the Not Even Plug, and I said, Wallach, I don't want to do a bunch of plugging. And then I start doing it because wild horses can't drag me away here. This stuff really does work, and it turns out the globalists knew this. When I worked for Jesse Edkins, large animal vet, he would tell them that when the winter came, put them on a certain mineral mix so they wouldn't, you know, lose weight or freeze to death outside when it got cold, the cows. I mean, that's, especially with large animal vets, that's what it was all about. And the system knows this. Doc Wallach, talk about how much they know and why they only want to treat the illnesses that they basically cause by not telling people. I mean, they've got to know that the average baby formula out there is over half corn syrup, another 20% other sugars. You're talking 70%+ sugar. No wonder these kids are getting diabetes when they're 5 years old. I mean, the system knows what they're doing. Why are they doing this, Doc? And then tell us about your defeat of the Food and Drug Administration over and over again.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex. And that's one of my favorite subjects is kids. And just last month, in April, the Food Chemistry Journal, a very well-respected journal supported by the USDA, came out and said that the kids' foods that we have respected over the years, things like Gerber's and Similac and Enfamil and these types of things that we trusted, have less than 20% of the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that kids need. Less than 20%. It was big headlines, Food Chemistry Journal in April, just last month. 20%. We feed our dogs and our rats better than we feed our kids. And this is why we have diabetes. This is why we have autism and ADD. Then you throw into the mix all the the chemicals and the environment. We have a mess here because the kids aren't even getting as much nutrition as a dog. And that is a crime. It's not a shame. It's not terrible. It's an absolute AAA felony. And all the pediatricians who know this should be put in jail, absolutely put in jail, because we've known this in animals for 75, in some cases, 100 years, and it's very simple to give all these nutrients. And, of course, all the kids who belong to the InfoWars team and the Alex group, they're gaining benefit here. And because they're getting the 90 essential nutrients before they're conceived, all through the pregnancy they're developed in, from the moment they're born. And we will eliminate 900 different diseases in this little army we're starting here that still plague everybody else who have been falsely taught that you can eat well. And even organic foods, Alex, that just means that there's no chemicals on them, which is very good because it reduces the chemical load, reduces your risk of cancer, but doesn't give you any nutrition. No guarantee of nutrition. Plants only need 3 minerals to be healthy and make good seeds for the next generation. We need 60. And so you can eat a pretty good slice of organically grown multigrain bread baked by the pastor's wife on Sunday in the church and you're 57 mineral short unless you supplement. And that's what we learned in the livestock industry because we don't have insurance. Medical doctors have learned how to game the system using insurance. They feel that if they charge you $3,000 for a procedure that really only costs $50, that they're not hurting the patient because insurance pays. And they've financially broken America with this overcosting of health care. And this is one of the reasons why I went after the FDA. They used to say things like, you can get the omega-3s you need by eating foods rich in omega-3s and reduce your risk of stroke and coronary thrombosis and pulmonary embolism and deep vein thrombosis. You could not say, until I sued them, that you can supplement with omega-3 essential fatty acids and reduce thrombotic stroke, coronary thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, and deep vein thrombosis by supplementation. That was against the law to say that. They would shut you down and put you in jail. So I went to court, sued them in federal court, and actually won. And the one that I love is, and you'll really appreciate this, was on antioxidants. Antioxidants being able to reduce your risk of inflammation in your arteries and plugging your arteries, reduce your risk of cancer. And I prevailed in federal court on that, and they appealed. And I prevailed again in the appellate court, and they appealed again. And they signed off on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. And I felt, gosh, that felt too easy. There's something up. And sure enough, 6 months later, they had a sister agency in the Department of Health and Human Services sue them, not both of us, but sue them to unravel the agreement. And I had to go to the federal judge and ask to be a co-defendant with the FDA. And he said, well, you've been suing them into the ground for 10 years. Why suddenly do you want to be a co-defendant with the FDA? And I said, well, with all due respects, Your Honor, I don't believe that they will defend the agreement vigorously. And I have to be there to do that. So he made me a co-defendant with the FDA. And they immediately dropped the lawsuit because they knew we'd prevail again. And they didn't want the precedent in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they do that a lot. They create these fake trials where one party loses on purpose to create bad precedent. But again, expanding on this, you've been talking about this for 30 plus years. But now all the cutting edge science says super nutrient dense trace elements. You need this. But I notice even most of the other big vitamin companies, they don't promote all these trace elements. Tell people, for example, why something like Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com, why that is so important and has such a dramatic effect.
Well, that one was 10 years in the making. It actually is the same technology as coffee crystals, where it instantizes in room temperature water. It's just really a great product. It has 115 super juices in it. Now, there's a lot of super juices on the market. We love them. Things like mangosteen, goji, acai berry, noni, pomegranate juice, they all increase your antioxidant auric points and protect you from chemicals in the environment and reduce your risk of cancer and heart disease. So we put 115 super juices in this one product, Beyond Tangerine. It has 130 nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And there's nothing like it in the market. And this comes down to an average size person of $3 a day, which is less than a cup of exotic coffee, you know, less than a third of the cost of a cup of exotic coffee. So we're very proud of that product. It makes life simple. You can take that and you throw in the omega-3s and you throw in your trace minerals, and you have the perfect 90 essential nutrients. And this, in the animal industry, has eliminated 900 different diseases that still plague people. And we're seeing so many people come to us and say, gosh, I was on the foot amputation list, and now I can jump off of 4-foot stages because I've been able to cancel the amputation of my feet. I've been able to wean myself off of medication that I've been on for 25 years with diabetes. I actually have one guy, Alex, who owns a big medical laboratory, and he services 7,000 hospitals a day. He knows everybody when it comes to diabetes, and his diabetes was out of control. And following the medical system, we put him on our little program with the Alex Pack, and then throwing in the secret sauce, I call it, the Sweeties, with the Alex Pack. And within 1 year's time, actually it was much sooner than that, but within 1 year's time, he admitted that we had cut his blood sugar by two-thirds, and now without medication, his blood sugar is down to like 60, 62, 65. His A1C hemoglobin is below 5, and he couldn't get it even near that with medication for years.
All right, Dr. Wallach, explain at the metabolic level what's happening. Why is type 2 diabetes and other types exploding off the charts. Again, multi-thousand percent increases in the last few decades. They say it's set to double again in the next decade.
Yes.
What is happening? And, of course, the system knows what they're doing. I mean, I see them. They say, drink Diet Coke when you have diabetes. Then I have medical doctors on. And they say that aspartame totally accelerates it. So this is so cold-blooded.
You're exactly right. Well, first of all, we've known for 60 years, Alex, that type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency. We learned this in the animal industry, and it was actually, the research was done by one of the heads of the departments of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a guy by the name of Mertz, Walter Mertz. And he discovered unimpeachably that type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency disease. You throw in the trans fatty acids, which he spoke about earlier, and I was so happy to hear you say that. The trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, terrible chemicals caused by improper processing of food and overcooking of food. And this injures the cell walls and makes them unresponsive to insulin. Well, by getting people off the bad stuff, we call it, the fried foods and the processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, and getting them on the Alex pack and the secret sauce, which is the Sweeties, appropriate for body weight, usually within anywhere from 12 hours to 2 weeks, they're being able to wean off their medication because suddenly now their cell walls are sensitive to insulin and they're able to use minimal amounts of insulin, which they make themselves. The type 2 diabetics make tons of insulin. It's not an insulin problem when you have type 2 diabetes. It's a mineral deficiency and a lack of sensitization of the cell walls to insulin.
And the system knows that, but they don't want to tell people. Let's move on to the next subject, cancer. Pediatric cancer, you can look this up. Cancers that didn't exist are now incredibly common in children. It's an epidemic, 10,000-plus percentage increase on average. Adults, multi-thousand increases. Breast cancer, again, it's always find the cure, not the cause. And I liken it to if I walked outside and got shot and suddenly thousands of people today were being shot in the town where I live, and they went, we've got to find a way to cure bullet wounds. No, let's find out why thousands of people a day are being shot and stop whoever's shooting them. Or if I was to run out in front of a truck and get run over, let's figure out how to regenerate bones magically. No, don't walk out in front of a truck. Why don't they ever want to discuss why all this is increasing? They never want to talk about neurological disorders off the charts, every disease, bone and joint, everything. What's happening with cancer? What's happening with all of it?
Well, there's a great series of billboards on the highways in Cook County around Chicago. It says, hot dogs cause butt cancer. And this is because of the trans fatty acids in there, plus the nitrates and nitrites. And this message was for kids, as you point out. The kids' cancer is just going crazy. Colon cancer, for instance, used to be an adult disease. Now you're finding colon cancer in young adults in their 20s because they've been eating processed meats with nitrates and nitrites in them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And either from fast food places, these things are cooked at home. We're talking about things like deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, Spam, all these things that they put even on pizza. These meats with nitrates and nitrites in them increase the risk of colon cancer, as you point out, thousands of percent. Just by burning your meat, if you cook your meat well done, which the medical system tells you to do, it increases the risk of breast cancer by 462%, according to the University of South Carolina. And so if you just give up processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, eat your meat cooked medium or medium rare, you supplement with the 90 essential nutrients and get your antioxidant points, auric points, above 50,000 for kids and above 100,000 a day for adults, you'll reduce your risk of cancer to just about zero. And that sounds pretty bold, Alex, but we've known this from the animal studies for years and years and years, and I find it amazing that doctors say, well, you can't trust animal studies because it's not in humans, and yet they trust animal studies for drugs. And that's why we have such trouble with drugs killing so many people. Pharmaceuticals they probably kill 100 times more people each day than street drugs. And it should be a war on drugs in hospitals and doctors' offices, not a war on drugs in the street.
And you can back up all those numbers.
Yes, sir.
Folks, all I can say is go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, purchase the products there, sign up, become a distributor, and it also supports the InfoWar at the same time. We've got the lowest prices there on longevity products at InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301 if you want to call folks that have joined our team and become members of our operation here to educate people, 877-551-1301. They can tell you how to become a distributor for it. Because I promote what I believe in. And I believe in private property, the family, the Second Amendment, national sovereignty. And I know that the elites are all obsessed. Doc Wallach, I've been reading articles even in the LA Times and in other papers where the elites know everything you know. They're obsessed with trace elements and raw minerals, the type of stuff that you've developed, and not these synthetic ones. They are obsessed with purified water. They don't eat GMO. At the Monsanto laboratory, the London Independent and AP reported more than a decade ago. I heard this like a month ago and went and looked it up, and it was something I didn't know, over a decade old. And there were some new articles where at all the Monsanto facilities, their scientists refuse to have GMO served in the cafeteria on these research reservations. So, I mean, the Queen of England's obsessed. The Chinese elite who are shoveling GMO and all this other people, they are obsessed. Turns out they have secret government gardens for their food. I mean, this is mainstream news, though. Why do you think the controllers know this and enjoy shoveling this at the population?
Well, Alex, there's no doubt the research shows very clearly that chemicals in our diet and GMOs and all these various things you mentioned do have a terrible impact upon the human physiology, and that supplementing with all 90 essential nutrients like you find in the Alex Pack do protect you. Well, this is extremely well known in the human health industry. It's certainly known at the high government levels. And these people, what should I say, they're certainly in it for themselves. And I think it's a form of enslavement. It's very seductive. And even a Senate committee came out and said that the medical system has learned how to game the insurance system. They'll bill for eight different agencies for one procedure they did. You and I would go to jail for insurance fraud if we did that. The doctors get a walk because they spend more money on PAC committees than any other group of individuals. And so the elected officials love the medical system because of the money that flows to the PAC committees from the medical system and the pharmaceutical industry. And so this is why I've spent 35 years of my life, and you're spending most of your professional life getting information out to the public, because the strength of America is the basic citizen. It's always been the citizen soldier, the citizen politician, if you will, the citizen out there in the corner preaching the truth. And when it comes to health, we're going to have to take control here. We cannot depend on the medical system. We cannot depend on the government. Certainly can't depend on the people in it, because they just do whatever the doctors say. So we have to teach our kids to begin to do these things at a very young age. When somebody has cancer or they have diabetes when they're 70 years old, in their minds they have to depend on the government and they have to depend on the doctor. Well, if we eliminate diabetes and we eliminate heart disease and we eliminate cancer and we eliminate Alzheimer's disease, which we can do, you'll find that we don't need the doctors and we can be citizen soldiers again.
By the way, I got to stop you right there, because you're right. In the animal studies, I wanted to be conservative and said they've doubled rats and mice and guinea pigs. But anybody can type that in. In fact, guys, just show viewers randomly type in and then click web, because it'll go back over years. Type rats double lifespan under new treatment, and then it'll say it's a wide spectrum of trace minerals and trace elements. And the same thing, they've done it with insects, they've done it with dogs, they've done it with cats. They know this because in that industry they want to milk and get more money out of your animal living longer, so they've gotten competitive. But with humans, they make money off of killing you or making you sick and then keeping you alive. But you mentioned Alzheimer's. These stories we're telling, Aaron losing 91 pounds, it was like 87 pounds a month ago when he was on. I've lost over 40 pounds. Ted Anderson was going to have knee surgery. He hobbled around when he came to visit me, an old sports injury. He went on the essential fatty acids and the Osteo FX Plus, and all of that, and his knee feels great. Gone. Now, the sad story, but I'm authorized to tell it. I've told it like five times. I'll tell it again. His father goes fishing. They go pheasant hunting. Alzheimer's. Never had a heart attack. Never had a stroke. But the doctors have him on Coumadin. He has the sores on his arms. It's making him have all these problems. Doesn't know who he is. Ted was going to have to stop taking him fishing and stuff. then he gets him on the Tangy Tangerine, the Essential Fatty Acids, and the Osteo FX Plus, the stuff that's in the Alex pack. Within a few months, miraculously, Ted described it as half the Alzheimer's. He knew who he was. He could have fun. It was coming back short term, long term. His dad was back. God bless her. She believes in the medical doctors. She took him to the doctor, and the doctor tested his blood and said he can't have vitamin K with the Coumadin. You can't have leafy vegetables either, they told him, because those are evil now. And took him off of it. Within a month, it was all reversed. That is phenomenal. It's a sad story, but it's Ted Anderson. That is a real story of the owner of the Genesis Radio Network and the doctor saying, don't give him Tangy Tangerine, because she brought it in and showed it to him and said, nope, you know, he's not allowed to have vitamin K.
You hit the nail on the head, and I have one too. I mean, actually, this happens hundreds of times a year, maybe even a month. I just don't know about it all. But one case out of Charlotte, North Carolina, to make a long story short, a two-year-old guy was diagnosed by five neurological clinics as having terminal Alzheimer's disease. His sister was told to put him in a hospice. The end was near. She didn't want to believe it. She took him to the medical school in Greensboro, insisted that the head of the department of neurology there examined, and he did, said the same thing, terminal Alzheimer's disease. And in 1 week on the Alex pack and getting off all the bad stuff and eating 12 eggs a day to rebuild the myelin in the brain, in 1 week's time, he, according to the doctors there, he's perfectly 100% normal. This guy's back to work. He does not have Alzheimer's disease anymore. And I don't think it was Alzheimer's disease. I think it was actually a disease called Korsakoff syndrome, which is curable in 1 to 2 weeks. Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%, according to Johns Hopkins.
And by the way, I got to interrupt you. Yeah. When you were on like a year and a half ago and we're saying all this, I was like, come on, Wallach, I know this stuff's good, but I don't believe this. Now I've seen it happen over and over again. My entire family rave reviews. My dad, who's a dentist, was like, yeah, right, till he got on it. But I now go to events in Dallas and then one in Florida, and I've done a lot of events over the years. It's never about health. People come up and say, my wife was going to have to be in a wheelchair. She went on this and it came back. Or my mom had Alzheimer's and it's reversed it. I mean, this is what's incredible, is this is really real. And the system knows this. And they're such pieces of trash that they will not tell people because they want to suck money out of them. I mean, that is incredible, Doc. I want to go to calls. But what's your take on that? I mean, I have people now calling me in droves saying, wow, this really does work.
You're exactly right, Alex, and it is it's a form of slavery. And in fact, in the back of one of my books, I said that it's called Black Gene Lies, where all the diseases of black people are thought to be genetic, or at least promoted to be genetic by the medical community. And of course, I said, no, these are simple nutritional deficiencies. It was actually the publication of that book was subsidized by a pastor in Atlanta, Georgia. Creflo Dollar paid for that book to be published, called Black Gene Lies. And this is beginning to go through the black community, and they're reversing within days and weeks and months all these diseases that are thought to be genetic in the black community. And you're going to see an uprising here. And in that book, on the back cover, I said the black community has exchanged the chains of slavery to slavery from people in white coats and stethoscopes because of this genetic belief. And they have enslaved us because they have diseases that are simple nutritional deficiencies they say are genetic, one of which I was actually fired from Emory University in Atlanta back in 1978. I discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis, learned how to reproduce it, learned the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis in 1978, and they fired me because they thought I was sniffing glue. Well, I actually received an international award in 2011 for that work 35 years ago. And we now, and you know, Jerry Lewis was not on the telethon this last year. And the reason was we gave him the data. We've been working on muscular dystrophy. We believe we have found the cause, prevention, cure of muscular dystrophy. We gave it to Jerry. We thought since they're Jerry's kids, he should be the one to make the announcement. And the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation fired Jerry Lewis because he brought him our data.
I didn't know that. That's breaking. I want to come back because I was just going to have you for the hour, but we've run out of time. I want to talk to Matt, Craig, William, CJ, and Kevin. They all want to talk to you. And again, we don't screen calls. I have no idea what they're calling in about, but that should be interesting. If you can do it, I see people standing behind you there. I guess you may have to go somewhere. We'll find out if Dr. Wallach can stay with us. But undoubtedly, people have mineral and vitamin deficiencies. And a lot of the vitamins they buy are synthetic, go right through you. You need it in the powdered form, and the different formulations from Longevity at InfoWarsTeam.com. This stuff is miraculous, and we all need to be healthy. This is a revolution against tyranny. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, we're under eugenics attack. That's what's going on here. The globalists have figured all this out over 100 years ago. They want to make us dependent. It's just that simple. Dr. Wallach is our guest. We're going to take calls for 20 minutes, and I'll get into all the other news and continue with your phone calls. But I was just going to do an hour with him, but this is too important. And this stuff is real. You know, the system knows this. And, you know, all of it isn't just going to InfoWarsTeam.com and getting discounts on the longevity products there. And you heard him. It's like not overcooking your meat, not eating the stuff with nitrates in it, eating organic. I mean, this is this. And look, it's a process. I'm not perfect. I still do some bad things, but I'm getting better. And I'm getting better for my children. And my wife, who's a lot healthier or wise than I am, is getting even better. And my family is. And we're doing all this together. You know, God bless her. She's almost 90 years old, but every once in a while she likes Kentucky Fried Chicken soaked in MSG. A few months ago, my grandma said, I want some Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I brought her some, and I ate a drumstick and had a headache for 2 hours. And I'm like, I'm never doing that again. I knew that would happen. And I told her, I'm not bringing you that again. You know, because most times she's pretty healthy. But the point is, we just got to stay away from this stuff. Dr. Wallach's our guest. We've got Matt, Craig, William, CJ, and others. Let's go to Kevin in Oregon, holding first. He's for our guest. Welcome, sir.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Wallach. I don't have to tell you how great your information is, but one of the things I really needed to get a hold of you to talk to you about was I've been told I have to get a surgery to correct two herniated discs, and I know that going under the knife is something that I'm really not looking forward to. My question is that able to heal itself, you know, without the surgery?
Yes.
Or is it like a hole in the head where you have to get sewn up? Or?
Yeah, no, do not get the surgery. The body is a wonderful thing. You give it the raw materials. And I work with professional athletes and military personnel, Olympic athletes, professional athletes, university athletes, and we can regrow the disc. Doctors will say you can't, but then they make the money by doing the surgery, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's all that's been going out is money.
Yeah. And so how much do you weigh?
I was 260. Ever since I started, though, I've been losing quite a bit of weight.
Okay, well, at 260, let's say you weigh 240 now. You say you lost quite a bit of weight. Let's say you weigh 240. You want to get on two Alex packs per month. Get one full dose of each of the three products at breakfast, one full dose of each of the three products at dinner. And then the secret sauce here will be what we call glucogel. It's the raw materials, and I can legally say, to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And all your sciatica and all the numbness and burning in the feet, restless leg syndrome, peripheral neuropathies will all go away. Usually it takes 60, 90 days to regrow the disc. I don't care if they're bulging, ruptured, degenerative, they've shrunk, and the vertebrae are getting closer together, smashing the roots of these spinal nerves. We can regrow the disc. We can regrow cartilage and tendons and ligaments, meniscus. It's all regrowable.
So in many cases you can, but I might as well try. Yeah. But also, I think you're implying lose weight, too. That helps, right?
Well, how tall are you, Kevin?
Kevin, how tall are you?
6 feet.
Yeah, so 6 feet. You need to lose about 40 pounds. You need to get down to, you know, 190 to 200. All muscle would be great. And so you take two Alex packs per month, and you can throw in either our Sweeties. You could take two bottles of the Sweeties, take three of those capsules twice a day, or throw in our ASAP as soon as possible or as slim as possible. Put a dropper full under your tongue before 30 minutes before each meal, and you will lose the weight within 30 to 60 days. You'll be a new man, and that will help.
Actually, Tangy Tangerine, mm-hmm. and the starter pack, mm-hmm. basically, and then I did what you had talked about with mm-hmm. Knox Gelatin at one time to get rid of the arthritis, and I mean, those kinds of things are all gone, and and I felt great, and I was back to work, and everything was working great, except I did this thing to my back, and they're telling me if I want to continue walking, I have to go in and get surgery. And
well, I tell you, you do whatever you think's best, but certainly vitamins and minerals aren't going to hurt.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing in this final segment with Dr. Wallach to break down a revolutionary idea. Getting real nutrition. Something the system doesn't tell you you need. And they just handed me an article out of the Huffington Post. McDonald's to shower bloggers with parties and gifts for positive post. Is McDonald's trying to bribe bloggers? The fast food media chain is assembling a group of 400-some bloggers who will reportedly receive free gifts and all-expenses-paid parties in exchange for positive post about the company. Yeah, I mean, most of the movies I see have, like, product placement from McDonald's and others. Ladies and gentlemen, McDonald's food does not rot under a glass dish while other food does. I mean, of course, you know Monsanto's on its board, part of it. Bill and Melinda Gates are, who are eugenicists. They know exactly what they're doing. And it's so simple. We go out to a big herd of cattle. They'd be having some kind of problem. And I hadn't gone to vet school. I just was listening to the vet I worked for. And he's like, you've got a mineral this and a mineral problem that. Get this type of feed with it mixed in. And he would tell them what to get or what type of blocks to put out or what to add to their food. And they'd, yes, sir, and sit there and write it down because he was in such demand. He worked about 16 hours a day. That's why I was glad my parents said, okay, you're not in trouble anymore. You're allowed to come home now. They sent me to the country for almost a year. Said, you don't want to be in school? You're out of school. I don't even think it was, quote, legal, but I guess parents as guardians do what they want, but that's why I was in high school 5 years, because I wasn't in high school one of the years. I was in East Texas. And I tell you, those guys worked so hard. But that's what they taught him at A&M. Jess Adkins, I worked for. Probably listening. I know him on the radio there locally. And still works. He's a wild guy. He's a character. And Dr. Wallach, I'm watching you right now on Skype. Turn to the side for people, because I was watching you during the break. And you know, getting a profile of a guy who's just about to be 73 years old, and literally you could be 55, max 60. And I've seen you on stage recently on videos online. I mean, standing up and stuff, you even look younger. Turn sideways for viewers, not just radio listeners.
How's that?
I mean, look at that. You really do look like you're about 57.
Well, thank you, Alex. Worked hard at it. Been taking the 90 since I was 9 years old. Actually started taking the 90 when I was 9 years old, began eating calf pellets and dog food and chicken food when I was nine, and realized that I solved problems that doctors said I had. They said my eyelashes were too long, hit my glasses, curled back, and tickled my eyeballs and caused Tourette's syndrome.
Wait. I want to hear about this. Hold on, because I've got to go to calls.
Okay.
But exactly. You're a veterinarian doctor. You also got some other degrees. But the point is, how did you at nine, though, before that, discover that if you, because now people do like, you actually use veterinary stuff themselves. They found it's great. How did you discover this at nine?
Well, my mom took me to an eye doctor because I was complaining. My friend said I was possessed because I'd have this facial cramp. And the eye doctor said that this was caused by my eyelashes being too long, hitting my glasses, curling back, and tickling my eyeballs. Well, I was 9 years old, and I said, no, that can't be right. So the next morning, I went to the school library, picked out a nurse's health book, and I couldn't find long eyelashes or eyelid twitches in there, so I just went word by word down the index, and I found where cramps were caused by a calcium deficiency. So I remembered before the bus would pick me up in the morning to take me to school, I would have to feed the show calves with a bag full of special feed for them, and it had the analysis tag on it, and it said calcium and protein. So I went back home after school and began to eat these calf pellets, and in 3 days' time, eating them for breakfast and after school and having them for snacks after dinner, these calf pellets, little alfalfa pellets with all the vitamins and minerals added to it, in 3 days' time, all those facial cramps went away, and I wasn't possessed anymore. So I knew when I was nine that doctors knew nothing about nutrition.
What is it with cattle? What is it with cattle that when winter comes, especially in cold areas, they tell them put them on a winter mix of minerals? Because your cows, if they're left outside and they don't have the proper minerals, they die. Now, I know that, but I don't know the reasons. What is that?
Well, the reason is you can't extract energy from fat without these minerals. Minerals are required as cofactors to be able to extract energy from fat stores. So you can be as fat as you want, but you're going to freeze to death if you don't have the capacity to extract energy from that. And it requires these minerals as cofactors to pull that off.
So that's like when I've been jogging twice a day or whatever and my calves start locking up, I know I need a banana, I need potassium.
Well, that's right. You need potassium, you need calcium, you need magnesium. And so we actually have a sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. It's an add-on to the Alex Pack. It's called Rebound. We actually made it for professional athletes and Olympic athletes. So we have Olympic athletes who have earned 3 gold medals using our products, including our Rebound.
And it's actually endorsed by them. It's all at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That is correct.
And you've also got a current NBA star who credits the fact he's been able to stay in even longer when he got on these minerals.
That's right. Theo Ratliff started out in the Atlanta Hawks. His career was over 12 years ago because he had bone-to-bone arthritis. He's only 28 years old, had bone-to-bone arthritis. Cartilage popped off his hip. He fractured his wrist catching a pass in a game. We rebuilt him using the Alex Pack appropriate for his body weight. We made this Rebound sports drink with 100 nutrients in it for him. And he's made over $140 million in contracts since the orthopedic surgeon said his career was over 12 years ago. So his wife, Christina, really loves me.
I bet she does. How were you able to get in contact with him? Because he tells the testimonies, but, I mean, think of all the people you haven't been able to reach.
Yes. We were able to contact him because another ex-player from the Atlanta Hawks, a guy by the name of Mike Glenn, who was a great player. He actually, his records for jump shots still are there. And he was called the Stinger because he was so accurate, you know, like the Stinger missile. And we rebuilt his knees, and he said he could have played for 5 more years if he'd had our Alex Pack before he retired. And he was in the locker room talking to another player as Theo was actually taking his stuff out of the locker and going home because he was told his career was over, they're canceling his contract. And he walked over and he says, Mike, will that stuff help me? And Mike Glenn introduced me to Theo at that time. It took us 90 days to rebuild him, and he's been injury-free for 12 years ever since then.
Amazing. It is absolutely amazing. InfoWarsTeam.com, folks, and Rebound is right there. Let's go to calls. This is important. We've got Kathy in Texas on 1630 AM. We're going to go to her in a minute. We got William. Let's go to William in Maryland. William, you're on the air with Dr. Wallach. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Doctor. How are you?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
A couple things. I'm glad you brought up a bit about the Alzheimer's. My mother's dealing with early onset, and I've been taking Tangy Tangerine for a few months, and that's helping me a good bit. I was wondering if there's something additional for her. What
yes.
would be appropriate?
Oh, your okay. phone's breaking up. Say that again. What's wrong with your mother?
She's been diagnosed early Alzheimer's.
Well, let me raise this. Dr. Joel Wallach's our guest right now, veterinary medicine and some other degrees, but we have people like Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's a renowned brain surgeon, and who says a lot of the same things that Dr. Wallach's saying, and he's saying that a lot of these coconut oils, the pure raw ones are good. What's your take on that?
Well, first of all, I have to say that Alzheimer's disease and the other dementias are physician-caused diseases, Alex. The brain is 75% this white matter of the brain. And when the white matter of the brain, the myelin goes away and the nerve tangles, the nerve fibers tangle up, this is what causes Alzheimer's disease. Well, this white matter of the brain that makes up 75% of your brain weight, the insulation material is 100% cholesterol. So when people go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, they take cholesterol-lowering drugs like statin drugs. It actually is the basic cause of Alzheimer's. And so this is one of the biggest crimes ever perpetuated.
And now they want to put statins in the water and give it to children as young
as
3.
That's right. And so this is where you want to stand in front of your kids and say, we're not going to let this happen. You're not going to apply this crime to my kids or my grandkids. And I'll be there if anybody is an expert witness for you if they want to put you in jail for not.
So what can he do for his mother? What, like 12 eggs a day, essential fatty acids? I mean, what does she do?
Well, by Jove, Alex, I believe you got it. Yep. What does your mom weigh?
She's probably about 160.
Okay, then she needs Yeah, she needs to eat 12 to 15 eggs a day. They have to be either soft poached or soft boiled, soft scrambled in butter, not fried, not over easy. She needs to take two Alex packs per month as one full dose of each of the three products twice a day. I would also have her add in what we call de-stress capsules. That's capital D-stress. There's a single vitamin that actually causes a look-alike disease of Alzheimer's disease. It's called Korsakoff syndrome. It's actually a deficiency of a single vitamin. It was actually written up in 1712 by a Japanese naval surgeon, so we've known the cause of that one since 1712.
It's just like scurvy. You're saying you need vitamin C, and they're saying, no, vitamin C is evil.
That's right. And so, again, you take this de-stress, and in many cases, people have been diagnosed, like this fellow in Charlotte, North Carolina, diagnosed by the top top neurologist in North Carolina as having Alzheimer's disease. We're able to cure him, according to them. They used the cure word, not me, in 2 weeks' time, and they were ready to put him in a hospice.
Can you get your mother to eat 12 soft poached eggs a day?
I'd probably have to move in with her, but I can certainly steer towards heading that direction.
Well, it's worth it. God bless you, sir. Let's jam in another call here. We're going to have to keep Wallach. This is too important. Let's continue real fast. Matt in Wisconsin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alec?
Yes, sir.
Yes, my question is for the both of you. I'd like to know what would happen if you gave somebody a blood transfusion and you gave them cold blood? And I'd like you to expand on, how do you know that they did that to Ronald Reagan?
I'd have to dig out the news reports, but they said that they gave him cold blood on accident. I remember seeing that in the news reports. Just like they had, the Hinckley family met with the Bushes the night before. That's in the Denver Post. You can just search engine that, and that'll come up.
Yeah, well, from my standpoint, I believe that poor President Reagan was given Alzheimer's disease because he was put on statin drugs. He was on a cholesterol-restricted diet because he had, quote, the best doctors in the world, unquote. And he just chose poorly. He listened to them instead of his veterinarian.
Yeah, but as for you asking me about the cold blood deal, I know I've read that in different news articles. You can look it up. People like ask me, where's the FEMA camp document? I mean, they're just all over the place. Go look them up. I don't have each thing on hand every time to show people. We'll be back with more calls.
Was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride with sword and pistol by my side.
We got big news blitz coming up in the next segment. Representative King suggests administration may have misled public on bomb plot, calls for review. Wow, we're talking about staged terror reports there. We've got some big news on China and Iran. It's all coming up in the next segment. All I can say is I don't believe what Dr. Wallach is saying. I have seen it demonstrated. I knew it was good products a year and a half ago when I had them as a sponsor, promoted it some. But when I saw dramatic, like off the charts results, I mean, sure, 40 something pounds. I'm doing exactly what I was doing before, eating the same stuff, everything, just taking a few of the products. And I'm like, I got to take all of them now. And the effects I've seen everywhere else, it's nothing less than amazing. But the truth is amazing. The system knows this and has suppressed this. Until just 30, 40 years ago, they ground up bone meal and put it in all the bread because it would have the amino acids and minerals in them. They don't do that now. They know what they're doing. They know it. The average doctor doesn't. They're compartmentalized. Let's jam in Craig. You're on the air with Dr. Wallach. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? I have a few things. One is, I have two questions, and basically my boss has type 2 diabetes, and I started using the Tangy Tangerine a few days ago, but I've been researching it a lot. Will that by itself cure his type 2 diabetes, or at least change it?
Well, type 2 diabetes, again, we've known for 60 years, Greg, that it's a simple mineral deficiency disease with concurrent damage to the cell wall, so it doesn't recognize insulin. So if he changes his diet, the thing that got him in trouble, no fried foods, no processed meats or nitrates and nitrites, absolutely no oils of any kind, no cooking oils, no salad dressings. If you eat canned fish, it's fine, but they've got to be packed in water, not oils. And take the sweeties with that, appropriate for body weight. And what does your boss weigh?
About 260.
Okay, then he would need three Alex packs per month, one full dose of each of the three products of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He would not need nine of the sweeties a day, three of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Make sure he takes his fasting blood sugar every morning before he medicates himself, because the blood sugar will drop. Sometimes I've seen it drop in as much as quickly as 12 hours. Within 2 or 3 days, the actual blood sugar will drop, say, from 200, even with injectable insulin, 300, 500 with injectable insulin. It'll drop down to as low as 60. And so they will have to make sure they're adjusting their medication based on their blood sugar levels. And usually, I've seen it as quickly as 2 days. Sometimes it's taken a couple of months to wean off their medication based on these supplement programs. Again, this
but
is
bottom
based
line,
on,
you got to get off the processed foods and the trans fats, and you got to get the basic minerals the body needs. So it sounds easy, but it takes actually. I mean, I haven't even done half of what I need to, and I've lost 40 plus pounds and feel great. And all sorts of stuff's happening. I'm not going to get into it. I have a family member whose hair was falling out a year ago. I'm just going to leave it at that. A woman. And the hair is coming back in. Okay? I appreciate your call. Doc, what's happening there?
What's happening with the hair? Well, the hair, of course, has to do with the skin. And the hair is something that's very interesting. If you look at the Chinese and you look at the Japanese, you rarely see a Japanese or Chinese guy with white hair. You rarely see them go bald. And they're taking in enormous amounts of minerals in the Japanese and the Chinese diet. And so if you take in these minerals in the Alex pack, hair will come back. I've seen male pattern baldness in women because they're gluten intolerant. They can't absorb minerals, whatever little bits in their diets. And you get them on a gluten-free diet, you throw the Alex pack at them, appropriate for body weight, and the hair will come back. Their nails are good. Their skin looks beautiful.
And it's an epidemic of women with thyroid and hair falling out.
Yes, and these are all reversible by supplementing properly. And again, we've known this in some for thyroid.
Show horses and show cows. They hop them up on extra vitamins and minerals.
Exactly. They got to look their best, whether it's their hair, their performance, that twinkle in their eye, their energy. And this is a big thing with the animal industry. You have to take the supplements appropriate for body weight. Even in dogs, Alex, they have diets for toy dogs under 10 pounds of body weight. They got diets for giant breeds over 100 pounds. They have diets for 50-pound dogs. And because it's all done by body weight. And that's what you heard me ask people, what do you weigh? Because that's the only way you can
get the
proper
results. They
even
have diets to make people docile.
That's true. That's true. If you get people on a diet that's loaded with whole grains,
Hold on. You know what? I know I've kept you 30 minutes longer. Okay. I got calls and a ton of news, but I want to come back, have you finish that story, and talk to Kathy, listening on 1630 KKGM up in Dallas, Fort Worth, and then CJ. Oh, we got Dan on XM166 and John on XM166. We'll take four more calls. That's all I got time for. Can you do it, Doc?
For you, Alex, you bet.
I know he's got people there trying to drag him out to a meeting, but folks, this is real. This is real. We'll be right back.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension.
Alex Jones here back live. We've got a lot of info to cover in a short time to get there, but I want to jam in quick calls with a quick question and quick comment by Dr. Joel Wallach, who is our guest today. And all of his information and research is at InfoWarsTeam.com. And it is revolutionary. It's common sense, but it's revolutionary. But reading up on feeding different things to farm animals to make them docile, we then see the very same things being done to the general population. And the fluoride, all of it. You were trying to get into that before we went to break, Doc.
Yes, of course. You make people minerally deficient. For instance, lithium, we've known for a long time, lithium deficiency causes depression. And lithium is a trace mineral. It's not a drug, but although they would like to prescribe it as a drug, it's actually a trace mineral. So you make people lithium deficient. You make them magnesium deficient. You make them excess fluoride at that same time. You put them on whole grains, and it's like putting people in the feedlot. They just become as steers, no hormones, and lots of big belly fat, you know, like a beer belly, and they just sit around and are happy watching football. They're not interested in being free patriots anymore.
How do you naturally boost, say, testosterone in a male?
10 eggs a day. I had 4 for breakfast with a steak and sliced tomatoes, and I'm going to have 4 again this evening, plus a steak and all my supplements. Testosterone, Alex, is a steroid hormone. 95% of all steroid hormones are cholesterol. So you, by weight, they're cholesterol. So you must.
So you need that. The raw stuff is in the eggs and the steak.
The eggs and the steak. Throw away the chicken and eat the skin, just not fried. You want to eat red meat, not tofu. You need to eat eggs for breakfast, not cereal. You want to be a steer in the feedlot, eat cereal for breakfast. You want to be a man, eat eggs.
And you are about to be 73, pal, and you look like you could kick my butt right now.
Well, I eat 8 to 10 eggs a day, plus 2 steaks a day. And I do take the Alex pack. I take 2 Alex packs. I had 1 for breakfast, plus my 78 tablets, pills, and capsules. I make sure that you and I will be the last men standing.
Well, hopefully if I can start doing all the stuff you're doing, my goodness. Okay, real fast, let's talk to Kathy in Texas, 1630 listener up in the DFW area. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm on the Alex pack, and I'm feeling great. But now I need to figure out what to do for my grandson, who is almost 3. He's been diagnosed under that spectrum of autism. He barely talks. From a baby, he had really bad eczema. And he seems to be allergic to almost everything, including eggs.
All right, get him off all television. I would say that first, because the studies are showing that's causing the neurons to develop incorrectly. Doctor, what are you going to say?
Okay, well, the fact that he has eczema tells me that he has a gluten intolerance. He must get off of all wheat, barley, rye, or oats instantly. If you got it in the house, everybody in the house must be on a gluten-free diet, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats. Get out of the house now as soon as you hang up. Nobody in the house can eat this stuff because crumbs get in the furniture and he crawls around. He'll get it from someplace or they wash their clothes together. For autism, he needs the Alex pack. How much does this kid weigh?
Probably about 20 pounds. He's not really thriving.
Okay. Has he had a bunch of vaccines?
Yes, of course.
Well, we can repair the damage, but he needs to be off of all gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats. He needs to be on the Alex pack. If he weighs 20 pounds, the OsteoFX Plus, he can have a teaspoon of that twice a day. It's 1 teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight twice a day. You mix up the Beyond Tangerine in 2 scoops and say...
What about sunlight?
Well, sunlight will help, help repair the damage, but it's an inside thing, Alex. Inside meaning he's got to get off the gluten so he can absorb the omega-3s, the zinc, all this stuff, the lithium. And if he gets on a gluten-free diet, he can go out in the sun. Just be careful. I want it in the morning sun so he doesn't get burnt. And give him 2 teaspoons of that Beyond Tangerine a day, 1 at breakfast, 1 at dinner. Give him 2 of those EFA pluses at breakfast and dinner. Get him off of gluten. And no sugar, natural or processed. And I had people, kids who were 9 years old, they hadn't talked in 9 years. This is up in Canada. They had not talked in 9 years. And just in 6 weeks on this program, the Alex Pack, getting off of sugar, getting off of gluten in 6 weeks, they're running around giggling, singing, reading, grabbing their mom's hand, hugging her, saying, come on, let's play, Mom. And they hadn't talked one word in 9 years.
God bless you, ma'am. It's incredible information. All I know is Aaron Dykes lost 91 pounds, and I've seen this reverse Alzheimer's in people. And it's because people don't have the minerals they need, and they're not getting the exercise they need. And all this, briefly, Dr. Wallach, what does the gluten do? Because, I mean, they're now admitting this is what's screwing people up. You've been saying it for 30 years. Yep. What is the gluten doing?
Well, gluten makes your intestines look like you've been eating poison ivy for salads. It's a contact enteritis. It's not an allergy to wheat, although medical doctors and their little pea brains make that mistake. They think it's an allergy, and they will test you for it, and you're negative. It's not an allergy. It's like if you roll around in poison ivy, you're going to get a contact dermatitis, even though you're not allergic to poison ivy. If you eat gluten and you have a gluten intolerance, your intestines look like you've been eating poison ivy for a salad. And Mayo Clinic in 2009 came out and said, you know, right there in Minneapolis, Rochester, Minnesota, that 30% of Americans now have gluten intolerance. And in enlightened communities around universities, it's 80 out of 100.
Yeah, I've got to get off that stuff. Thank you, ma'am. Let's talk to Dan in Virginia, listening on XM Channel 166.
General Jones, Dr. Wallach, you guys have saved my life. I'm an underwater criminal investigator. I could not get back on the boat with my gear on. Now I can get back on the boat with all my gear on. Thank you guys so much. I have a question. I have a girlfriend that has polymyositis. She's gluten-free, and I was wondering what products I could get her on to help her with this situation.
Okay, well, polymyositis is actually kind of another old-timey name for fibromyalgia, which is a cousin to lupus. She needs to get on a gluten-free diet. And how much does she weigh?
She's right at 190.
Okay, she needs two.
5'8".
Okay, she needs two Alex packs per month. Is one Alex pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. She's going to need 9 selenium a day, 3 of our ultimate seleniums at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's 3 bottles a month. She's going to need the glucogel, the raw materials to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. I want her to have 15 of those capsules a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. Get her off all the bad stuff, including gluten. Absolutely no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. And she will be a new woman, and she will lose the weight. How tall is she?
She's 5'7".
5'7"? Well, she'll get down to about 150, 160 within 30 to 60 days.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. All I know is this has been working around my office and at my house. It's just incredible, and it's all at InfoWarsTeam.com, and the system does not want people having this information. Let's go ahead and take another call here, and we're going to let the good doc go. Let's talk to Bruce, listening on WLUV 1520 AM in Illinois. Bruce, go ahead. Sorry to the other callers, but I got to hit the other news. Go ahead, Bruce. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm a first-time caller. I feel like I hit a grand slam. Say, my mother has Parkinson's disease. And it's debilitating her quite a bit here lately. Is there something that will help that?
Absolutely. How much does your mom weigh?
She's only about 115 right now. She's 76 years old.
Okay. Well, she needs to get on one Alex pack per month, divided in half. That's one half of the dose of each of the 3 products of breakfast and dinner. I want her to have 12 eggs a day. She can have 4 with each meal. Poached or soft-boiled or soft-scrambling butter, not fried or over-easy. She needs to get off of all gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils, absolutely no sugar. And I would also have her take the de-stress capsules. Have her take 3 of those twice a day or 2-3 times a day, 6 a day. That's 2 bottles a month of the de-stress capsules. Have her take what we call the Smart FX capsules, 3 of those twice a day or 2-3 times a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And then she's going to be a new woman. I've seen people with terminal Parkinson's disease. I mean, they were told to be put in hospice. They were being fed with G-tubes. And within 3 months' time, they're perfectly normal. The guy's name is David Dietrich, very wealthy man in Moose Jaw, Canada. And this is written up in Canada. I'm telling you, we've seen so many, literally hundreds and hundreds of people with Parkinson's disease actually go back to normal.
What is causing the epidemic of neurological disorders, not just Parkinson's, doctor? Thank you, caller.
Yeah, well, MS, Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, the 4 different dementias, and this is primarily caused by doctors getting people on statin drugs, not telling them they need the Alex pack, and they're not getting the nutrients in the food because, as you pointed out, very, very well done, Alex, that we used to put bone meal in our bread. We used to put the wood ashes in our garden, and wood ashes are the minerals that the trees sucked up out of the ground. And since we're not putting our wood ashes in our gardens anymore because we're using electricity and propane and natural gas, and we're not putting bone meal in our bread anymore, we're not supplementing because doctors said don't supplement, and we're using these statin drugs to lower our cholesterol. Even the FDA came out 2 months ago, Alex, and said that cholesterol-lowering drugs, statin drugs, actually cause Alzheimer's disease. They actually came out and said that 2 months ago.
And I remember having Dr. Blaylock on 6-7 years ago saying it. And how long have you been saying that?
I said that first in 1971.
Wow, Dr. Wallach, you really are impressive. I'm not just saying that. And again, folks, this is real information. And again, this is trying to keep you from getting sick instead of just treating the symptoms of the problem that you've got from a deficiency, and the information's at InfoWarsTeam.com. Dr. Wallach, thank you so much for spending so much time with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. So you're a blessing to the world. You're a blessing to America. God bless you, and God bless America.
Well, thank you, my friend. There goes Dr. Wallach, and I've got a big group of news stories I want to go through here today. China buying oil from Iran with Yan. That's a big item. I got a bunch of others that I'm going to get to here in just a moment. I'm sorry to those other callers. We just ran out of time here. I went for like an hour and 40-something minutes with him because it's so interesting. Because so much of what he was already talking about, I already know from, you know, the old folk, wives' tales, common sense. And, you know, grandma says take your cod liver oil. You won't. I mean, it's simple stuff like that. And the system, it knows this. And so they're deploying systems to make us docile and sick. And you can see we've gone from the healthiest in the world to the most unhealthy. I mean, we lead the world in everything bad. And it's because the New World Order hates our guts. And they attack us militarily through covert means. This is an infiltration. And that's why I've really gotten behind this, because I've seen the results. When I start seeing results in something, I get behind it. Now, this first thing that I mentioned at the start of the show, here it is. It's up on InfoWars.com. I'm not going to play it all, but it's so sick. In fact, me and Aaron talked about this last night. I was saying the headline should be Rap Video Glorifies TSA Sexual Assault. That's what it does. But Aaron's headline is Rap Video Glorifies TSA Groping in Sexy Pat-Down Fantasy. And I mean, it's amazing. This is what's on mainline TV. And it shows the TSA sexually groping people like it's fun. And I see this all over TV. They're glorifying it. They have shows where it shows the Hollywood stars being groped like it's a gladiatorial, you know, fun to laugh at them. In fact, will you bring me that Busted magazine in? I bought it at the store this morning. I meant to show that. All over the U.S., they have local magazines and newspapers where they, thank you, where they make fun of people. Yeah, that's not it. I had the whole thing. That's just a sliver of it. Well, it doesn't matter. Or maybe I left it in the car. This is somebody else's Busted. These are everywhere. And on the cover, you know, it's Busted, and it comes out every week, and everybody laughs at it and makes fun of all the people that have been arrested like they're already guilty. They're turning all this into a giant spectacle. And they're telling police, arrest people for no seatbelts, whatever. Get them in the system. Train people to be used to being touched. That's what the TSA is doing. So here is some short clips. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Sex, alcohol, and wild power grabbing TSA agents. A hip-hop video from rapper Sean Paul plays out a fantasy celebrating the TSA's sick policy of molesting law-abiding passengers as a sexy pat-down. And now they're coming out and saying that get ready for more invasive, because they stopped another underwear bomber. But instead of having a show trial and witnesses seeing the government get him on the plane, they just say, we don't know where he is or where it happened. This just happened, and Obama covered it up because he didn't want to brag about it. Now they're going to have an investigation of that to make it look like they're covering up how they're keeping us safe. I mean, the stuff they cook up, the folks that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, or who get paid off publicly to let Wall Street rob us, that's in the news today. Let's go ahead and go to a short clip of this video. Here it is. And the good-looking lady comes in, and the women all grab on her, and they paddle people with the wands. And the TSA guy's really turned on by the good-looking women, so he's going to have to grope her. This is actually what goes on when you fly. I mean, you see a really good-looking woman, you go, oh, she's going to get it. They come in like piranha and hit them hard. They have a little button they can hit to make it beep. Oh, look, the TSA's groping. He's enjoying it. It's fun. My gosh. The lesbian woman wants the woman. You know, there's that big actress. And it's also a supermodel, says, yeah, the women just go right in their pants. And they let them know, hey, baby, you know, this is, sorry to talk about stuff like this on the air. This is what goes on in America. That's enough of that crud. That's not even the worst part. The worst part's at the start, you know, where they're drinking all the whiskey, and then the TSA people have the paddles, and they're going to paddle them. In fact, don't even show that. Don't even show that with a family audience. This is part of the total acclimation we're going through as a country. Rap video glorifies TSA groping in sexy pat-down fantasy. That's at InfoWars.com. Stocks fell a couple of percentage points today on news that you know, that they're going to raise taxes on the rich, but that's just a front, folks. The ultra rich are the ones that are actually going to get that money in banker bailout. So we've got those reports as well. This is a big one on the global economy front. China buying oil from Iran with yuan. When Iraq or Libya tried to get people together to come out with a gold dinar, gold-backed dinar, it was over. Well, how are the globalists going to go after China when they're the biggest owners of our fake debt? So there's all this globalist double-crossing going on. Again, I don't trust the Chinese bloodthirsty leadership any more than I trust our scumbag leadership. So we're in deep trouble. This is BBC News. China buying oil from Iran with yuan. China's buying crude oil from Iran using its currency, the yuan. An Iranian diplomat has said oil transactions are usually settled in dollars. And all over the world, folks are moving away from it. But U.S. sanctions make it difficult for Iran to accept payments in U.S. currency. Iran is using the revenue to buy goods and services from China. Mohammed Raiz Faid, Iran's ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, confirmed China is the biggest buyer of Iranian crude oil exports. So they buy around $20-30 billion each year. So that is a big move away from the dollar as the devaluation continues. But everything's fine because we have a good government that cares all about us. Here's another report, CIA bomb plot. Get ready for new invasive airport screening. They're now talking about butt bombs, and they may have to do a proctology exam, but only with some of us. So now the TSA gets to actually physically rape you. We'll be right back.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall?
Yeah, in Australia, they're talking about chest x-rays because they might have breast bombs. And now they're talking about last week, they may have to do behind closed doors, bigger, more invasive checks in case you have a bomb inside of you. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then somebody might bomb the outside of the airport. So now they're saying have checkpoints there. And then, oh, there might be a bomb on the highway. Well, let's just have a checkpoint there. It's ridiculous. And then the main Al-Qaeda openly works for the globalists. And now they've had this new CIA derails plot with Al-Qaeda underwear bomber. And then I actually heard this morning on Fox Radio News, they go, no one knows where he is or where he went or who he is, really. But they stopped him. Underwear. More sophisticated firecracker bomb. And everybody's supposed to just roll around in fear and go, ah, don't get me. Not the deadly underwear bomb. This is getting so ridiculous. Separately, for all you young people out there in this brave new world, you know, it's fun. I read about young people every day going out, even middle-class rich kids, stealing, shoplifting like it's fun to do. Now they're trying to move databases over where they're going to have your juvenile arrest on there, and you're not going to be able to get jobs in the new police state. So I'm telling young people, the culture says it's cool to do stuff. Don't be part of it. Woman fired from job at Wells Fargo for shoplifting in 1972. That's Fox News out of Milwaukee. She's 58 years old, and she says she stole a couple dresses when she was right out of high school to get a job, and she doesn't have a criminal record since then. But you know why she really got fired? She lied on the questionnaire. But the other issue is they probably wouldn't hire for that. The military will take all sorts of people, but they won't take somebody if they've got bad credit. Because they believe, or they're even kicking them out for that because they believe then they'll steal if they don't have money. It's all part of this immoral society where everything just starts degenerating. And as we put more and more people in prison, they come out with no future except crime. And that's why we have the most crime in the world here per capita. Even worse than Mexico. 7+ million people behind bars. Double what China has. And China has 1,300,000,000 people. We have 310 million. And we have double. China is 1.3 billion. We're at 310 million. What is that? Three, four times our population? That's four times. Over four times. Four times our population. And they've got half people in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, this system is broken, but it's meant to be broken for the corrupt, but it's wrecking the society. It's totally wrecking the society. Some of the other news that we've got up at GCNlive.com. Diabetic girl, $10,000 insulin pump ruined by radiation from TSA body scanner. And boy, the reports are pouring in. This just broke at Infowars.com and GCNlive.com of massive cancer clusters, especially at Boston Logan with these TSA workers. But the government, just like they tell the troops, DU safe or Fukushima safe, they're like, it's safe. And I've actually had a TSA guy go, there's no radiation coming off these. These are safe. And I'm like, what, John Hopkins? I go, John Hopkins didn't issue that study. That's a lie. Just like you don't grope people. Well, this is my, what did he say? My administrative right. It's so sick what we put up with. And it's getting us ready for the big story we've been breaking here. It's finally starting to get some traction. Army field manuals for domestic re-education camps here in America. And they're like, don't torture, just gag them. That is torture. Just like tasers are non-lethal. No, their real name is less lethal, and they're killing a bunch of people. See, they play all these semantical games. But I call it like I see it. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening Central to GCN.
PrisonPlanet.tv. Big breaking
Visit
stories.
GCNlive.com today.
Ah.